Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Tropical storm Edward is bearing down on parts of coastal Texas and Louisiana. Landfall expected today in the Houston area. Forecast bring torrential rains and potential flooding. Catastrophic flooding has claimed more than 1,000 lives in Nepal. Search and rescue crews continue their work both in Nepal and across the border in China-controlled Tibet.
When it comes to the rescue effort, it has been phenomenal. The footage we've had from Chinese state media of rescuers trying to get to that site, abseiling, scaling mountains, and now they are trailing through waist-deep mud. They're using life-detecting equipment now to try to do a below-the-mud search to see if there's any sign of life. But so far, they say they have found no survivors.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Looks like President Trump will be able to finish one of his pet projects after all.
Construction can continue. The Supreme Court ruling 5-4 that President Trump can finish building the ballroom at the White House, which will seat 1,000 guests. The project will also include a state-of-the-art military-grade underground bunker that will have medical facilities and other high-tech security. The project, funded by President Trump and private donors, will cost an estimated $400 million and is scheduled to open in September of 2028. Laura Winters reporting.
The attacker is dead. So is one of her victims. New York City police say a knife-wielding woman went on a stabbing spree yesterday afternoon in Times Square. The NYPD says she stabbed two people before she was fatally shot by police who say she had two knives, using them in an apparently random, unprovoked attack. The NYPD commissioner describes the attacker as having had a documented mental health history. Wall Street Dow futures down 322. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make hey.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Minor accident reported. We can't see it because of new cameras there. BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff at I-195, but the data is showing some brake lights there. So south of West Nursery Road down to the airport cutoff on the parkway. We'll try to get some more information on that. The good news this morning early, no issues at all. Perfectly clear and good to go southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we're tracking heat, humidity, and storms for the next couple of days. Kicking off September with that summer-like heat. Highs in the 90s feels like temperatures closer to 100. Pop-up thunderstorms today, but more storms on the way Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Nottingham and 71 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor is set to testify before Congress Tuesday as lawmakers examine sanctuary policies and their impact on public safety. Gaylor, who has been outspoken about immigration enforcement for years, says he plans to bring two Maryland murder cases to the center of his testimony, the killings of Rachel Morin and Kayla Hamilton. In 2023, 37-year-old Rachel Morin was murdered while out on the Monpaw Trail in Harford County. Victor Martinez Hernandez, who was in the country illegally, was later convicted in her killing. And the Office of People's Counsel said that the Maryland Public Service should immediately require Baltimore Gas and Electric and Delmarva Power to refund more than $32 million in overcollections from customers, according to recent filings with the PSC. The utilities, both owned by Exelon Corporation, reported their overcollections in their respective annual information filings that were submitted in connection with their multi-year rate plans, according to the OPC. BGE reported $28 million in overcollections, while Delmarva reported $4.27 million. The winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 number was 128. The Pick 4, 4826. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Everything costs more. Meanwhile, your income isn't keeping pace. Money goes in and money goes out faster than ever. At some point, you have to ask yourself, why is your checking account doing all the work while your home equity sits on the sidelines? This is Mark McVeary. If you're 62 or older, it's time to put your equity to work. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment or provide extra cash each month. Call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603, 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys. Well, last night in Colorado, it was a wowzer by Colton Cowser.
But nowhere to miss.
McCarthy deep center field. Cowser racing back. Cowser near the wall. Jumps. Cowser! He made the catch! He made the catch! It might be the greatest home run robbery game-ending catch you'll see in your life.
You got to be kidding me.
Unbelievable!
Kevin Brown and Big Ben in disbelief last night on Masson. You really did have to see it to believe it. Colton Cowser, the O's best defensive outfielder this year, makes the O's greatest defensive play of the year, robbing Jake McCarthy of what would have been a game-winning homer in the bottom of the ninth as the O's win their four straight, and they pull even on the season 2-1 last night over the Rockies. After the game, it was Cowser explaining what was going on in his mind.
I was pretty pissed off after my last at-bat, and then I got out in the field and said, screw it, who cares what happened at the dish, you can impact the game on defense. So.
Cowser had struck out looking to end at the top of the ninth. The win evens up the O's at 69-69 on the season. First time to 500 since they were 15-15 on April 30th, and they pull a half game behind Cleveland in the race to the playoffs as the Guardians were idle last night. Meanwhile, the Ravens finalized their initial 53-man roster yesterday with 13 days remaining before the regular season begins in Indianapolis. Here's head coach Jesse Minter at the mic in Owings Mills.
You know, making a 53-man roster is a major deal. Try to really sell that to the guys, like not to take it for granted. Obviously, everybody's in a different position.
The team also filled out its practice squad yesterday, most notably adding another kicker, three-year NFL veteran Jake Moody, who Jesse Minter overlapped with at the University of Michigan. Moody was a third-round draft choice by the Niners in 2023 and has subsequently bounced around between San Francisco, the Bears, and the Commanders. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's make a move yesterday they hope could pay off big. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, September the 1st. 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, the Trump administration taking actions to secure the 2026 elections. We'll tell you how and why. Maryland ballots have been certified with question three. All eyes now on the Supreme Court decision this Thursday, whether or not it makes it. But the top story here today, as we continue to literally waste billions of dollars on Maryland schools that are repeatedly missing academic goals. And the educators, including the new superintendent, Dr. Kerry Wright, don't seem to be all that concerned with these goals. Some staggering numbers we'll share with you in just a second. But, you know, Maryland has spent nearly close to $22,000 per pupil. And as that funding surges, academic results continue to fall short of the goals set by the state. These are set by the state educators. These aren't set by anybody else. They realize they need to have these goals. And the big questions concerning the academic goals of 2025-2026 school year set by the education leaders back in 2024, we find out these goals have not been met. Chris Papps over at Project Baltimore at Fox 45 recently interviewing Dr. Kerry Wright and Dr. Joseph Bell, among others. And the academic goals the state wanted to reach by the end of this school year, which were initially set back 2 years ago, are as follows. 62% proficiency for 3rd through 8th grade English language arts. 46% proficiency for math in those same grades. 1 year later, in 2025, they revised the goals downward. Why? Because they weren't meeting them. They weren't even close to meeting them. They lowered the numbers to 57% proficiency in English language arts and 37% in math. So in July of 26, the results were released. Maryland students didn't come close to meeting any of these goals. In English language arts, 50% of students tested proficient. In math, 27%. That's it. Less than one-third of students statewide tested proficient in math. Overall, in English language arts, they fell short by 12 percentage points of their goal. Math was even worse, 19 percentage points. And Pabst interviewing Dr. Wright and Dr. Bell.
Not one of the goals that we can see has been met academically. Should taxpayers and parents be concerned about that?
I think they need to be paying attention to a direction that the scores are heading, and the scores have all been heading up.
Goals that were set aren't met at this point, but you have to continue to do things to try and meet those goals.
Yeah, but how can you say that they're heading in the right direction when you have to revise these proficiency standards downward? Okay, they revise them down by 3 or 4 percentage points, and so if they go up a little bit, then you're making it closer to meeting the goal. I think that's a little bit disingenuous. Keep the goals where they are, and if you want to say they're heading in the right direction, that's fine. That may be true, but they're nowhere close to actually meeting the goals, and these are pretty low standards to begin with. Talk about the money situation and how we're not getting any bang for our buck in Maryland State Schools, at least not yet. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, sir. And the wreck on the BW Parkway very quickly to the shoulder, so that's always good news. Southbound near the airport cutoff. Still going to be at least a brief delay there at the scene, but no reason to detour right now if you're coming south from West Nursery Road. There is an incident on the Capitol Beltway that I'm looking at. It's on the outer loop between Connecticut Avenue and Old Georgetown Road. It looks like it's blocking the right lane. Pretty good size backup there. One report says it's a broken down vehicle in the roadway. So very quickly, that side going around to the 270 spur, and then eventually to the American Legion Bridge, getting a backup there, and it's going to back up to the top of the hill at the Georgia Avenue ramp. So we'll come back and revisit that. At least so far this morning, cross your fingers, we're doing just fine at both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX is good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Stay weather alert today all week long. Chance for pop-up showers and storms later today all the way through Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid. High temperatures in the 90s. It's going to feel like the hundreds as we close out summer here next 2 weeks or so. Right now we're at 73 in Columbia, 75 degrees, partly cloudy in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you. America's teachers are facing the threat of deep fakes, where students are using AI to create suggestive images of their teachers.
We used to do that with stick figures.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, a deep fake for your teacher meant you basically had to fake your way through a book report. You never read the book, right?
Yeah, watched a movie.
And you got the Cliff Notes. That's what you did.
That's right. Used to watch the Marx Brothers in a movie.
Soccer superstar Lionel Messi has retired from Team Argentina.
Yep.
He figured out he better leave the team before Trump renamed it Team America.
That's right.
You know, who knows? Might be a matter
of time. He made his money and his mark.
He's still playing, though. He plays for Miami. And that, I think he had 4 goals the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. New study out says that listening to heavy metal music could boost your tolerance for pain. So ask your doctor about Metallica. That might be the fix you need.
Yeah, put those in your headphones for about 20 minutes.
The NFL regular season will start next Wednesday night when the Pats and the Seahawks face off in Seattle.
Oh.
Yeah. So, again, you also have some international game being played, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Romo will be watching from the best seat in the house, the recliner in his man cave.
Front row to gin mill.
The Chicago Cubs have created their own romantic comedy series called 9 Innings to Love.
Oh.
The show will stream on the Cubs' TikTok account. The series is rated PG instead of PG-13 because, like the Cubs, the couple only gets to first base.
That's nice.
Four cubbies, right?
Always.
President,
they haven't been any good since Joe Madden left.
Yeah, exactly. President Trump wants the FCC to punish NBC's Meet the Press host, Kristen Welker, for falsely reporting on Trump's political endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
Trump wants the FCC to give Welker the harshest punishment possible. He's going to send her to CBS News.
People go, CNBC.
Their careers go to die. Absolutely. And finally, former Representative George Santos has received the first ever lifetime ban from the betting site Kalshi.
I saw that.
You hadn't seen that?
Yeah.
Santos says he wasn't fazed. He'd work around the ban because, look, he's an experienced computer hacker. He also invented the internet and the computer. And come to think, he also invented wagering as well. So
right.
Santos is okay.
Really, every picture of him that you see, it looks like he just crapped his pants.
I'm glad you're so easy to recognize that.
You know, I mean, he's sitting there like, you know.
It's unbelievable. Big birthday today for the oldest brother, Gibb. Barry Gibb turns the big 80. Yeah, he has managed to stay alive. You look at the discography of the Bee Gees coming on right on the heels of the Stones and the Beatles and
that
whole British invasion. They, of course, were from Australia.
Yep.
Of course, we already lost Morris Gibb and Robin Gibb and then the younger brother, Andy Gibb, who was not part of the Bee Gees, but just an incredible career.
Oh, my God. I saw them at the Capitol Center.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. They're just amazing performers in the harmony and so on and so forth. You know, they did a lot of recording in Florida, I think, then Miami, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, well, they had a big house down there in Biscayne Bay.
Yeah, Criterion Studios has a big recording studio there in Miami.
Matter of fact, the one, was it Jive Talking? They were going across a drawbridge. And the draw, you know, where the metal is on the road.
Right.
That's how they got the beat.
Yeah, the beat of the on that the guitar track there. So incredible career. And he's kind of staying out of the limelight now. He's kind of just taking it easy. But Barry Gibb, 80 years of age today, making us all
unbelievable.
Feel
unbelievable. Look at Ringo. What is Ringo now? 90 something.
He's got to be 90 now.
Yeah.
We'll have to
he's still
that.
Playing.
Yes, he is. He's still touring. You know, finally hung it up, Frankie Valli.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Saw that.
And he should, because he was
having trouble, bless his heart.
He was, and so was Gladys Knight. I saw her in a concert the other day, and she's really struggling, so now she's retiring from performing as well. You get to a point where you just can't do it anymore.
No, your legs and Phil Collins and people like that, you know, bless their hearts. They did everything they could.
They did. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 620 Vinny Steele's, your home sold guarantee realty. And Vinny and his agents have been doing a great job in the Baltimore and metro area, Maryland, southern Pennsylvania, for over 20 years, half of which you've heard on WCBM. And, you know, when it comes time for me to downsize, sell my home, I'll be picking up the phone, calling Vinny, and you should consider that as well, because he's got these programs that can help you sell your home fast and for the money that you want. And best of all, he's got this database of nearly 13,000 buyers that will see your home before it hits the open market or the MLS. So that's the reason why Vinny can make that a guarantee, that once you list with him, once you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell once you agree on asking price, time frame, etc. So just call Vinny at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or you can go online at vinnysteo.com. That's vinnysteo.com.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six 21 minutes after the hour. You know, for years I have been calling for a forensic audit, or educational enema, if you will, for our Maryland statewide education system, because I don't think we're getting the best bang for our buck. We're now spending, according to published reports in the Maryland Blueprint for the Future, we're now $15.5 billion again for the education system this year. And that is something that is just, and it's going to only go up. And we're watching now is a lot of that money gets siphoned off at the top by administrators, and we know about the money laundering that goes on between teachers' unions and the teachers. You know, they have to pay their union dues. It goes to the union leadership. I'm not blaming the teachers. This is the trap they're caught in, is that then the teachers' union leadership, they donate to the Democrats to get Democrats elected to office. In return, Democrats return money back to the teachers' unions and the teachers, et cetera. So it's a vicious cycle, and left in the lurch are the students, the pupils, who are not obviously anywhere close to meeting academic goals, when only 27% of actual pupils are proficient in math. That is a damning indictment on our system. When half of our students are only proficient in English language arts, that pretty much is a condemnation of our system. And in spite of what Dr. Carrie Wright might say, and I think she's a good educator, but she inherited a horrific record here from previous superintendents. We'll get to that and the money that's being spent and some concerning remarks from Dr. Wright coming up in just a second. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Lugnuts Johnson with the update.
All right, broken down vehicle now. This thing is now in two lanes, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, getting around to Old Georgetown Road. And there's a backup now that goes back. It's solid back to Connecticut Avenue. And eventually, if it stays this way, it's going to back up to the top of the hill at the Georgia Avenue ramp. So if you have business around to the Mormon Temple at the spur at 270 and through that area and eventually to the American Legion Bridge, that's a big delay right now through that area. So definitely factor in the extra time. You might still see the remains of that minor wreck, which was southbound on the BW Parkway, right in the area of the airport cutoff. They had it off to the right shoulder area, and not a big deal, but just enough that you need to pay attention as you're going through there. I'm just changing the camera right now. Take a look at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Still clear. Looks very nice on both 895 and 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a stay weather alert this week as a chance for pop-up showers and storms today through Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be hot and humid. Temps in the 90s. That heat index will make it feel more like the hundreds. Right now, we're mostly clear. 72 in Reisterstown. It is 75 and partly cloudy in Ocean City. We're talking about, once again, the Maryland schools spending billions of dollars more money, missing their academic goals, and it doesn't seem like our education leaders are too concerned. The elected officials are never just aren't concerned because all they want to do is throw money at it. They don't actually demand accountability. They don't actually demand that there be goals that are not just set but met. Of course, nothing is done in that direction. So you look at it, Dr. Kerry Wright, who came, I think, from, was it Mississippi? I think it was Mississippi. Was it the Mississippi or Missouri? I think it was Mississippi. They were like the worst reading state in the country, and she got them up pretty significantly, improved the grades and the reading scores there. So she can do it. She has the talent. But again, who knows what if she got the kind of help she needed from a Republican legislature, actual meaningful educational reform, rather than just throwing money at it. And that's what they do here. But I want to look at these when the blueprint for the future was passed in 2024. They said setting these goals by 2026, that two years would be enough time to set these goals and to have some significant results and or achievement. And we're going in the opposite direction. We had to revise the goals downward last year. And this year, the improvement is only 3 percentage points for English language arts and worse for math. And again, Dr. Wright, again, trying to put the best spin on it, says, well, we're going in the right direction. There is some progress.
We were setting aspirational goals because we had so far to climb. My concern is, are we making incremental progress? And the answer to that question is, yes, we are. And whether we meet an exact number or not, that's not the most concern to me, as are we heading in the right direction?
Yeah. Well, if you're making, let's say it is 3 percentage points a year. Let's give them that, okay? 3 percentage points would mean you'd have to spend 4 or 5 years to meet your current goal. Is that serving pupils well here in the state of Maryland? It's going to take you 4 or 5 years of this just outrageous amount of money being spent. And you might finally get to a goal, which I think is kind of low to begin with. It's 62% proficiency and 46% in math proficiency. That's just, it's abominable as far as I'm concerned. Here's the remark that really kind of concerns me. And Chris Pabst, I think, is right in his tone, as you'll hear Dr. Wright and others basically not too concerned about the amount of money being spent and the results so far.
I'm not the least bit concerned about that.
Why set the goals then?
Well, you set a goal for everything in life. It guides your work and it focuses your attention. If we were putting a goal out and consistently not meeting it, that's on us then to re-examine the why. Why are we not meeting this goal?
You're not meeting the goals.
Right.
I guess I am kind of confused. Like, why set a goal if you're saying that not meeting it is not a big deal?
So if you were setting a goal personally and you didn't meet it, wouldn't you want to ask yourself, why did I not meet that goal?
That's what I'm asking you now.
We set goals to make sure that we're making sure that our kids are moving toward those goals. It's the way that I've done my entire career is like, you've got to set a goal because otherwise you have no idea where you're headed and you have no idea where you're going to get there or not if you don't have a goal in life.
And that's fine. You can have that, opinion. Of goals, but I think the difference here is that when you set goals personally, these are goals that you're setting for yourself, right? These are goals that if you don't meet your goals, then you can hold yourself accountable. In this particular instance, these are goals that are being set for the entire statewide system. This involves administrators, teachers, principals, classroom teachers, and the students themselves and the parents, because the parents are part of this as well. And they're nowhere close to meeting any of these goals. So I ask the question now, if you're setting personal goals and you yourself can hold your accountability is for yourself, who's holding the rest of these individuals accountable for these abysmal records and results? It just goes to show you that there is not a concern. And we heard it from the educator herself, and she's a very knowledgeable, accomplished educator, Dr. Wright. And we heard it from her basically saying that she's not all that concerned about it. And one has to ask why. Why wouldn't you be? Why wouldn't you not be concerned when you're spending $15.5 billion this year on education, and you're not concerned? You're concerned about a 3-point increase in English language arts, and less than that on the math side. It is to me it's a statement. It's a statement that the system is failing. It's a statement that it does not matter how much money you spend, nearly $22,000 per pupil. We see it in New York, which is, I think, the number one in the country. We see it in other major cities and other school systems in which the children are, again, it's pass or fail. That's what it is right now. And the system is failing. It's failing every child. Now, there are some children that will exceed those proficiency standards, and they'll probably do well anywhere. But the vast majority of the students in Maryland schools, and especially in city schools, Prince George's County, et cetera, they are they're basically, we are failing them. And money is not the problem. We need to figure out what the problem is and fix it. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports car thefts are on the rise in Baltimore, and police confirm investigators have handled about a dozen cases this year involving a high-tech theft method that can allow thieves to steal vehicles without getting their hands on the keys. Back in June, Highland Town resident Blanca Tapuasco said her 19-year-old son walked outside with his car keys in his hand only to discover his Acura was nowhere to be found. And what made the theft even more confusing, she said, was the lack of any obvious sign that someone had broken into the vehicle. And students are returning to classrooms this week across many Maryland school systems. Classrooms, which in recent years have received billions of additional dollars in funding. Last school year, on average, Maryland schools spent $21,814 per pupil. But as the funding surges, academic results continue to fall short of the goals set by the state. Project Baltimore attended a recent Maryland State Board of Education meeting and spoke with State Superintendent of Schools Dr. Carrie Wright and Maryland State Board of Education Vice President Dr. James Bell. The questions concern the academic goals for the 2025-26 school year set by education leaders in 2024, and those goals were not met. And Maryland's statewide study of data center development was supposed to be delivered September 1st. Instead, everyone anticipating the details will have to wait a bit longer for an analysis they hope will answer questions already reshaping communities across the state. State Senator Karen Lewis Young, a Frederick County Democrat who sponsored the legislation, said the report is meant to offer a more independent look at the economic, environmental, and energy consequences of data centers as Maryland counties set their own rules. And the Baltimore City police officer, now at the center of an on-duty rape allegation investigation, joined the force in 2017, the department confirmed. Daniel Oxendine, 32, remains in custody at the Harford County Detention Center. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6600. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you. Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the west side outer loop now starting to fill in. 795 through Liberty Road, I-70 Route 40, and then it gets better down the hill after Frederick Road. That's going to be the normal delay for the morning through there. Capitol Beltway still has a delay. And at last check, we still had a broken down vehicle on the outer loop west of Connecticut Avenue near Old Georgetown Road in Montgomery County. Pretty good size back up there on the outer loop now, moving over from Route 29 and from Georgia Avenue through that area. Now we picked up some brake lights and a little heavier traffic on 895 South, beginning to slow after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we're tracking heat, humidity, and storms for the next couple of days. Kicking off September with that summer-like heat. Highs in the 90s, feels like temperatures closer to 100. Pop-up thunderstorms today, but more storms on the way Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We'll be playing this greatest hit for quite a while.
Nowhere to miss.
McCarthy deep center field. Kowser racing back. Kowser near the wall. Jumps. Kowser! He made the catch! He made the catch! It might be the greatest home run robbery, game-ending catch you'll see in your life.
You've got to be kidding me.
No kidding. Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Truly amazing catch by Colton Kowser last night, leaping high over the center field wall, bringing back Jake McCarthy's would-be game-winning homer with two outs in the bottom of the ninth as the Birds steal one 2-1 over the Rockies in Colorado. After the game, Kowser was showered with not one but two Gatorade baths, and manager Albernaz offered this in the postgame.
It's the best play I've ever seen, like in person, just the catch itself, but also obviously game on the line. Like, that's a walk-off homer, but like Kowser, that was a great route, great jump, and an unbelievable catch.
All of this in support of Cade Povich in the bullpen. The left-hander called up from AAA to make the start and give Kyle Bradish an extra day. Povich pitched well. Five innings of one-run ball. His night ended by a rain and lightning delay. Meanwhile, an interesting move by the Birds yesterday, claiming one-time rising star Luis Robert Jr. from the Mets. It'll cost him $5 million for 1 month. Great speed, excellent center fielder, won a Gold Glove in 2020, became an All-Star in 2023 with a monster season, 36 doubles, 38 homers, but the bat has lagged since, and he has not really produced over the last 3 years. Meanwhile, the Ravens bringing in Jake Moody to at least push, if not compete, with Tyler Loop. So what do we know about Jake Moody? Ravens head coach Jesse Minter at the mic yesterday.
Yeah, Jake's just kind of been on the radar, and he's a guy that's had success in this league and, you know, really just felt like adding a guy and you know, it's whatever's best for the team at that particular moment. So we added a guy to compete on the practice squad and kind of see how it shakes out from there.
At the same time, Minter made a point about support for Tyler Loop.
I have a lot of confidence in Tyler still. Again, he's had a great training camp. I expect him to be our kicker going into Indianapolis. But I think, again, you're always trying to just have every scenario covered. And so that's what we're trying to do as a team.
So here's the skinny on Jake Moody. He went 21 of 25 on field goal attempts, 60 of 61 on extra points in 2023, but a tough stumble since. Injuries, three teams. The upshot is this. Over 40 career games, 64 for 82, 78% on field goal attempts. He's made 97% of his extra point attempts. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why the addition of Jake Moody could be significant.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and Your Personal Bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
So first of all, the catch by Kowser. Did you get a chance to see the highlight at all?
I did not see it yet, no.
It's worth it. Right. You got to see it, not only because of the great catch, but because of the situation that it was in. Game ending, two outs, bottom of the ninth.
You call it a walk-off catch?
Yes, you would call it a walk-off. Yeah, a walk-off center field gem by Willie Colton Kowser Mays.
That's right.
Now, the Jake Moody thing is interesting. For two reasons. Number one, he's on the practice squad. That's true. Okay, but there's something in the NFL called the standard elevation. Teams have an opportunity to take from the practice squad two players a week.
Right.
With not having to clear waivers or anything like that. Demote a guy, bring up a guy from the practice squad. You know, so basically it's a two-week situation here before the season opener. Jake Moody competing against Tyler Loop. And I'm not saying Jake Moody's going to win the job, and I'm saying it probably right now it's a long shot. But if the team is not happy with Tyler Loop after week one, after week two, whatever it is, and Jake Moody is still there, which he will be, they have the opportunity to bring up Jake Moody at any time at no cost. So that's number one, standard elevation. Here's the second thing. You know, players' contracts are guaranteed after the first week of the season if they're on the team. If you're 4 years in the league. If you're less than 4 years in the league, your contract can be terminated at any time with no penalty. So again, if Tyler Loop underperforms over the first few weeks of the season, there's no guarantee he'll be around at all. Well, and at no cost, they can bring up Jake Moody.
The only thing I would say about watching Jake Moody in Washington over the last couple of seasons, he had the same problem that Tyler Loop is having, and they have distance. They have strong legs, but they don't have accurate legs.
But he has fared better than Tyler Loop in plus 50 situations. He's 8-for-14 in his career, which isn't great, okay, but it's a lot better than Tyler Loop. So, look, I'm not saying it's an improvement, and I'm not saying that Tyler Loop is going to lose his job, but I do think it's important for him to be pushed.
The competition's good.
Yeah, right. And to be honest, this is something the Ravens should have done a lot earlier.
Right. We have another sportscaster waiting in the wings. Next hour, we're going to push you a little bit. Is all right?
Oh, crap. I better get on my game.
That's right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company. Let's take a phone call here from Jamie in Catonsville. Jamie, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, people. So I went to school with Nino Mangione's dad. And the lady, the superintendent, the word salad or the Kamala Harris impersonation that she gave, these kids wouldn't pass Nick Mangione's ninth grade math class. They probably get a 10 out of 100. All the standards are so low now, it's embarrassing. My wife, she works for Howard County, and it's not just city. It's everywhere in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of woke people. They don't want to upset the kids. Everything's about social issues and art and all this. These kids will never compete in the real world with the Chinese. You might as well just, there's something mentally wrong. And the parents are the problem, too, because they allow it.
100%.
Keep the same clowns in.
Yeah, 100%. When you punish achievement, when you dilute achievement, I mean, some schools don't have valedictorians anymore. They've done away from that. They've done away with GT. They've done away with everything that people, students can aspire to. They want everyone to be the same. And it's kind of ironic because that's kind of communism is what it is. It's like everybody loves misery. And we're watching as the Chinese...
They want to be stupid so they can rob you.
Yeah. The Chinese excel, and we're here down 17th or whatever in the world standing. But this is just a monumental waste of taxpayer money, and we're going to have to fix this.
You're so right.
Jamie, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Thank you for weighing in with your opinion here this morning. So I got the official ballot for the general election, printed it out yesterday because they were certified. And what I've noticed on these ballots, and maybe you've noticed it as well, and I'm not quite sure what the standards are. I have to ask the State Board of Elections. But I think it's interesting. In every race, at least in the Baltimore County ballot, the Democrat is listed first. In every single race, for governor, for attorney general, for Congress, for state senator, for House, the Democrat is listed first until you get to the judges of the circuit court, and then they don't list by party, they list alphabetically, in alphabetical order. Why that should be done, I think, really, throughout the course. Two things I've noticed. One is that I think it should be done by alphabetically. The candidate should be listed alphabetically, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, or whatever. And then the other thing I think would be interesting is, why bother listing parties? I understand you list parties for primary. Okay? But why do we have to list parties for the general election? That just, I think, is a disservice to the voter. The voter should educate themselves on who the candidate is and what party they represent and what their ideology is. So by printing the Democrats first in every ballot, I would think a certain percentage of people will choose that just because they're first. I think a certain amount of voters will choose just because they're Democrats or Republicans. So wouldn't it be a better system if we list all the candidates alphabetically and not list their party affiliation? I think that would improve the process. What are your thoughts on that? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 coming up next. We'll take a look at the question three on the ballot. 643, traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, Capitol Beltway is still suffering a little bit. That's a tractor-trailer broken down in Montgomery County on the outer loop around Old Georgetown Road. So the backup keeps getting worse, and instead of getting better, of course, anybody from New Hampshire Avenue, 29, Connecticut Avenue, over through Georgia Avenue, definitely a slowdown there. Harford County, new wreck just came in Mountain Road at Baldwin Mill Road, so that's 152 at 165. Not sure about road blockage, but it looks like a medic unit was also heading into that area. And we're beginning to see some brake lights now with the heavier traffic south. Normal delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. The west side outer loop is already slowing between 795 and Liberty Road, and we should pick up the normal heavy traffic now on the outer loop around Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert this week. Chance for pop-up showers and storms today through Thursday. Otherwise, it's going to be hot and humid and muggy. Even so, August now expanding into September.
Temps well, in the 90s. Summer. Deal with it.
Feel yep. like 100s. Okay. Oh, I'm dealing. Question is, are you dealing with a woman?
Yes, I am. Okay. Man.
Right now it's
75, Mr. Man.
75 right now, partly cloudy in the Baltimore City, 72 in Forest Hill. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
You took my only food. Now I'm going to starve.
I doubt that'll ever happen in Chuck's household.
That's nice. Why don't you mind your business?
The pantry's always stocked there, folks.
I'm going to stock your pantry.
With all sorts of goodies. Ho-hos, a lot of ho-hos.
There ain't no hoes in my house.
I told you, don't call me that anymore.
That's right. Stop it.
Stop it.
First come the ho-hos, then the ding-dongs.
Call me a yodel.
Yeah. I forgot about the yodels.
Let's hear your yodels.
Yeah,
I pay $100 to hear your yodels.
I'm not sure we want to do that.
Okay.
You really don't. Not this early.
Over at Subway. I'm not a big Subway fan. I just...
Subway bread is classified as cake.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and that's gave up eating yoga mats.
Yeah. But apparently now, at some Subways, they're charging you to toast your sandwich or your sub.
And one customer, toasting charge. Okay.
Yeah, a toasting charge. One customer got really upset over it.
Never in the history of me going to Subway... have they ever charged a toast? Toast is free. You're trying to contaminate my sandwich by putting it in there. That's crazy, bro. You can't toast lettuce. You know when you put it in there, you put the cheese and the bacon on first. Then you toast it. Then you take it out. You know that already. But then you just told me that they charge for toasting. That's crazy. Can you give me my refund? I don't want to eat here. I don't feel safe.
It's a hostile eating environment.
It must be. I've never seen that before, you know? You don't get a charge. Well, when you go to a diner and you order toast, they don't charge you there's not a toasting charge.
Hmm.
Well, it will be now.
Kristen?
I'm laughing at this because this relates to a very personal career story I had that you've teased me about for years.
I have.
I still have a lunch order on my wall framed here. Let me just say my first boss was someone who's a major broadcaster who's... show title is her last name and then the word angle. Anyway, she used to...
Oh, my.
And this really has nothing to do with this point, but anyway. But when I had to go get her lunch, she wanted her tuna sub toasted at Subway. And I screwed up, and she apparently wanted the tuna toasted. I thought you just would want the bread toasted. Why would you want tuna? I mean, I know people get like a hot tuna melt, but I didn't think it was clear.
Toasted tuna?
And apparently I ruined her lunch.
Sounds like a punk rock band.
And she threw it away in front of me.
You've never offered to get me lunch.
So would she pay? Well, I didn't offer her either. I was just screamed at.
It's what always about you, Mr. Casey.
I'm just joshing her.
Yeah, sure you are.
But, yeah, right. I know that
You'll
story
have to tell
well.
Me if you want your tuna toasted. And exactly. I guess now it's going to charge more. So that's where I am.
Wow.
But she was pretty cheap, so I don't think she would have paid for the toasted.
They always are.
Laughing.
These people that make millions of dollars turn out to be skinflints.
Yep.
Look at Chuck Whitaker. You know who he is. You get what you see what you get. It is what it is. I mean, come on. Yeah. Spicy chicken McNuggets are back at McDonald's.
Talking about the wrong guy.
That's right. The spiky chicken nuggets are back at McDonald's starting today, and they're joined by the return of the Mighty Hot Sauce.
Yikes!
So
that'll kill you.
A little Mighty Hot Sauce for you there, Max. Burger King France is serving UFO-shaped burgers stuffed with ice cream?
No.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mm-mm. Cut it out.
And they're rolling out their own set of UFO-shaped burgers instead of going the savory route with a sauce. They put one stuffed with Nutella and the other with...
A burger with Nutella?
Yeah.
Am I here?
Yeah. They're called chilled pocket pastries. Ice burgers.
Why don't you just gobble down some Ipecac?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that they just don't belong.
Chuck used to stuff bear claws in his pockets.
Is that a bear claw in your pocket?
What's wrong with that?
Happy to see me.
What else are you going to put in there?
Oh, dear.
Pringles has finally fixed a big problem. You know, ever notice with Pringles, you can't really dip them? They break apart.
They break.
Yeah, well, now they've solved that problem. They now have ridges. So they're called Pringles dippers. So they've fortified their potato crisp, because they're not a potato chip. And now you can extra thick Pringles dippers. Now they come in French onion original and bacon cheddar.
Hmm.
How about that? Did you know there was a Chick-fil-A restaurant down in College Park, University of Maryland, called Little Blue Menu?
Right.
And they were testing out.
And
they were testing out all sorts of stuff.
It didn't work out well.
No. Well, apparently it worked out okay, because now they're going to convert it into a Chick-fil-A restaurant. So maybe that was the goal all along. Who knows? But they were serving pizza, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, burgers and stuff.
Burgers and stuff. So, but that kind of is off-brand for them. So maybe that was the test that didn't work. We'll see.
Like the Kitchen Nightmares, dude. When you see a gigantic menu, that's bad.
Yeah.
You know you're eating at a good place when there's just a few things, so they're doing it right.
Right. Fewest ingredients, fewest items.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Chuck, seeing a couple.
Yep.
6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock still to come. Question 3, we got the language on that, and we'll take a look at the Trump administration actions to secure the upcoming election as well. I want to tell you right now, Rescue Natural Supplements, they're just incredible. We got a big Labor Day event sale coming up for this weekend. You ought to take advantage of it, because now's the time to do that. If you are a Rescue Natural customer, then this would be the time, really, when you really want to make sure that you take advantage of this offer. And again, this is one of the best offers of the year. Rescue Natural Supplements on offer. The big Labor Day event sale going on right now. A lot of prices already marked down. And again, don't really need the coupon code for this, but you just go on their website, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. See all of the big Labor Day. Usually there's a couple big events. We have the customer appreciation. There was the Christmas in July. Customer appreciation is good. Labor Day event is great, but the big one is coming in November, or the month of November. That is the Black Friday during the entire month of November. But now's the time, if you're looking to stock up on your favorite nutraceutical, all-natural supplement to maintain or repair your health, from omega-3 fatty acids to weight loss to sleep aids, now's the time to do it. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-26-ALIVE. 625483 or go online at res-q.com.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the battle over question 3, and we'll share the question on the ballot as it is currently written. And right now, that's the default position. They're running with this ballot with question 3 on it, and barring any kind of legal, if it's struck down by the Maryland Supreme Court on Thursday, that's what we're going to get stuck with here. We'll see. A lot of speculation as to how that's going to play out. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the GOP is getting paid by by a lot of people to buy farmland for China. And you might be interested where what this farmland is going to be used for. There's a lot of farmland that is being purchased near military bases. But I think it all has to do with data centers. And we'll take a look at that issue here as well with the data center missing a big deadline coming up in just a second. Also, election, the latest on election news. We've got President Trump ordering a shock voter fraud crackdown in 9 states. Is Maryland one of them? And the Attorney General Todd Blanche is securing the Dominion voting machines from the 2020 election. We'll tell you why he is doing that as well. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Capital Beltway, still the problem. Outer loop at the old Georgetown Road with a broken down vehicle there. Tractor trailer in the roadway. And now 95 on the south end is beginning to slow. Looks like there may have been another problem on the inner loop right at Route 1. Was a medical emergency. They moved to the shoulder. The traffic there is backed up to 95. The outer loop now is backed up to 95 as well. So that's a long delay from 95 almost through the spur at I-270 in Montgomery County. And we're starting to see the brake lights now. Nothing out of the ordinary with the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. There had been a report of a minor wreck on 895 South around the bridge at Lombard Street, but it was quickly to the shoulder. Parkville side has filled in. The west side outer loop pretty solid now from 795 to Frederick Road. Watch for the wreck in Harford County at 152, top of the hill there at Baldwin Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Day weather alert this week. Chance of pop-up showers and storms today through Thursday. It'll be hot and humid. Temps in the 90s. It's going to feel more like triple digits with the heat and humidity index right now. Sunny 74 in Dundalk, 72 in Bel Air. Again, the President Trump has ordered a shocking voter fraud crackdown yesterday in 9 states, including Washington, Wisconsin, Missouri, Georgia, California, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New York, and Connecticut. You look out of those 9 states, you have 3 of them that are considered swing states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. Homeland Security investigations begin today. That's ICE's investigative arm. They'll launch what officials are calling a coordinated criminal voter fraud surge to pursue investigative leads, to conduct a field interviews, and support timely prosecutorial reviews. They just found in Pennsylvania, for instance, I think it was in Lancaster, that there were non-citizens registered to vote, at least 5, and 1 actually did. That's in just 1 county. And people will say, well, Sean, it's not that big of a deal. No, the fact that you have 1 non-citizen voting nullifies the vote of a legal American citizen. And so it is important. And that's why we got to treat it as such. This comes after Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen previously stated that over 250,000 non-citizens were found on voter rolls in 4 states. And they include, of course, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and California. And so Mullen said election security is national security. As President Trump announced last night, DHS has identified over 250,000 potential non-citizens illegally registered to vote in the just 4 U.S. states. I would like to see Maryland part of this voter crackdown after the, quote, ballot mishap, end of quote. You got that I'm worried about, and that could happen again. Attorney General Todd Blanche is now looking to secure Dominion voting machines from the 2020 election that allegedly showed proof of foreign involvement in our elections. And we've now seen, this is going on, what, 6 years? It'll be 6 years this November that there have been back and forth over this with these voting machines. There have been lawsuits. There have been settlements. But now, of course, we've had actually people that have demonstrated in a court of law how these machines could be hacked and maybe were hacked by foreign actors, including China, perhaps Iran, perhaps North Korea, and maybe even Russia. So those machines have now been secured, according to the most recent lawsuit, and the Attorney General, Todd Blanche, is, I'm sure, assigning somebody to investigate what happened with those machines. And finally, the Obama judge, Indira Talwani, doubled down yesterday, denying the Trump administration bid to pause her block on mail-in ballot integrity rules. So that is something that's going to go probably all the way to the Supreme Court as well. Take a phone call here from Greg in Glen Burnie. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about the you were talking about the law, the lack of standards,
right,
on education. It dates back, it goes all the way back to when President Bush, he signed the Leave No Child Left Behind.
Right.
And that's why everything has been dumbed down. That law needs to be repealed in order for things to get better.
I would agree in getting rid of the No Child Left Behind Act. I also agreed getting the federal government out of the schools, let the states administer to the schools, and let each state come up with its proper standards. The problem with here in Maryland is it's captive to the teachers' unions. Gregory, thanks for the call. That's a good point, that the No Child Left Behind Act, well-intentioned, but just didn't do what it was supposed to do. It actually made things worse. Elegant Kitchen and Design, that's where you should be going. If you're a contractor, a builder, designer, and you want to keep your project on time, under budget, and you can do that at Elegant Kitchen and Design. I want you to go see my good buddy Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design. They'll set you up. They've got everything on display right there, all the different cabinetry layouts and designs for your kitchen, as well as the countertops you would need, the quartzite, the granite countertops, etc. It's all cut and polished right there. You can see everything in their showroom. And you're going to save a ton of money if you use Elegant Kitchen and Design. And it's great quality, great craftsmanship. Check them out. Their showroom on the East Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or go to their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com, and tell Mike that I sent you in. All right, it's coming up on 7 o'clock. Up next, question 3, ballot battle, oral arguments this Thursday before the Maryland Supreme Court.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The NYPD describes it as a random, unprovoked attack. A woman armed with two knives stabbed two people in New York's Times Square yesterday afternoon. One of the victims died. The woman was fatally shot by police. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the attacker had what she calls a documented mental health history. Getting some of the details of the huge oil deal the Trump administration hammered out with Venezuela. President Trump suggesting it's a win for both sides.
We're making a fortune and they're making a fortune.
President Trump in the Oval Office touting an oil deal with Venezuela. The White House says it's partnering with a company called North American Blue Energy Partners, already the second largest operator in Venezuela behind Chevron, in a deal that will give the Pentagon a 35% ownership stake in the company and roughly a fifth of the country's oil reserves. And it says the U.S. will be guaranteed a right to purchase 20% of the output at the cost of production. As to the impact on U.S. gas prices,
ultimately, prices are going to come down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president's White House ballroom and security project has gotten a green light from the Supreme Court. Work can continue. That means that President Trump will likely be able to see the project through to completion. Said to be about 65% complete at this point. After serving 18 months, Army Secretary Dan Driscoll has resigned. No reason given for his departure. Although there have been reports of growing friction between Driscoll and Secretary of War Hegseth. The death toll in the Grand Canyon flooding is 2. One person still missing. More than 1,000 deaths reported in the catastrophic flooding in Nepal and neighboring Tibet. Thousands remain missing there. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 281 points. NASDAQ futures off close to 300 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Capital Beltway is still looking at a delay. The broken-down tractor-trailer was the culprit there on the outer loop at Old Georgetown Road in Montgomery County. And then there was a medic call on the inner loop near the ramp and going over towards Route 1 in College Park. So both of those combined backing us up. So you have delays towards the Mormon Temple. You have delays towards College Park. And with that, the bottom end of 95 from 216, 198 down through that area is looking at very slow traffic on the southbound side. Had a wreck about 20 minutes ago, Route 152, Harford County at Baldwin Mill Road. So that's 152 at 165. So some heavy traffic in there and nothing major so far. Looking live at the BW Parkway, pretty active around Route 32. And so far, I don't see anything major for the traffic coming up on the northbound side at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we're tracking the heat, humidity, and storms for the next couple of days. Kicking off September with that summer-like heat. Highs in the 90s feels like temperatures closer to 100. Pop-up thunderstorms today, but more storms on the way Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Falston and 70 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports a legal battle over Maryland's proposed congressional redistricting amendment is heading to the state's highest court after two circuit court judges, appointed by governors from different political parties, ruled the measure should not appear on the November ballot. The Maryland Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments on Thursday, the same day the State Board of Elections is scheduled to begin printing ballots. The rulings have also brought renewed attention to the political makeup of the state's judiciary. For supporters of Question 3, the argument is that Maryland voters should ultimately decide whether to amend the state constitution. And a Baltimore County property owner spent much of the summer renovating a vacant Middle River house and preparing it for sale. Then police say a man with a history of almost identical squatting situations moved in. The allegation has turned a dispute over the property on Armour Street into a broader question about Maryland's struggle to stop unauthorized occupants from taking over vacant homes. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 128. The pick 4, 4826. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting, again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. While Colton Cowser's amazing catch in center field last night was the game-winning defensive play, the game-winning offensive play came courtesy of a replay review.
Runners in scoring position, just 176 this year. He puts it on the ground to second. A flip for one, and Cowser is out at first. A 4-6-3 double play. Connor Norby starts another strong defensive play. Will the Orioles challenge? They will.
And it's a good thing because the call on the field was reversed. Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had it on Masson. Couser doing it with his hustle, legging out what turned out to be a fielder's choice in the seventh, not an inning-ending double play. And it provided the O's a 2-1 lead and ultimately the 2-1 win. So here we are, 24 games left in the season. The Birds have pulled even on the year at 69-69. Cleveland was idle last night, so Baltimore now just a half game behind in the chase for the playoffs. I was making a move yesterday as well, signing former Major League Baseball phenom Luis Robert Jr. off waivers from the Mets. Robert Jr. won a Gold Glove in 2020 and was an All-Star in 23 with the White Sox, but since then his star has faded. Still a speedy Gold Glove center fielder. Biggest surprise in Ravens camp all summer, no doubt, was undrafted free agent Joe Fignano. The UConn quarterback wasn't even among the first crop of UDFAs the team brought in, but he literally played his way onto the roster.
Pretty surreal. You know, obviously all the emotions were going pretty fast. Didn't really know what to expect when I was called into the office. So, I mean, when he told me the first time, I was still kind of, you know, I knew I had confidence in myself and, you know, the way I played, but you just never know how things are going to shake out.
Meanwhile, practice squad moves yesterday for Baltimore. Chris Moore and Adisa Isaac have been retained. They cleared waivers. Kicker Jake Moody has been added. Coming up in 30 minutes, a tribute to the late Dolly Parton. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is a local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and welcome to Casey and Company, hour number two. Coming up in this hour, Maryland Data Center study is going to miss the deadline of today, and that's unfortunate. Meet the Republicans who are getting paid to buy farmland for China. Top story here today, the question three ballot battle now. Oral arguments this Thursday before the Maryland Supreme Court. The official ballot for the gubernatorial general election, November 3rd, 2026, has been issued by the State Board of Elections. It has been certified, so it's ready to go, ready to print. We're just waiting on the ruling this Thursday. Is the deadline, by the way, for that ballot to be changed or printed or whatever. And I've got the official wording now. Question three, constitutional amendment. This is election districts, General Assembly, and representatives in Congress. The language says, the proposed constitutional amendment clarifies that certain standards in the Maryland Constitution apply only to districts used to elect members of the General Assembly. Authorizes the General Assembly to grant original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court of Maryland to review the congressional districting plan of the state, and requires the criteria for boundaries of congressional districts to be determined by applicable federal laws. The problem is there are three different subjects in that question. If you're amending Article 3 of the Maryland Constitution, which it says it is, it can be only single subject. So that's a major. That's probably why. Along with the clarification, doesn't clarify anything. But that's the language, and then you either vote for the constitutional amendment or against the constitutional amendment. And now, of course, we got the big battle coming up. Two judges, again, one a Hogan appointee in Anne Arundel County, and the other a O'Malley appointee in, and he is related to Sarbanes. We were talking about that yesterday. Judge Sarbanes is related to the Senator Paul Sarbanes. But Senator Chris West is saying this is a big win for Marylanders.
Our feeling is that the decision today by Judge Sarbanes was a complete win for Maryland voters as well as for the rule of law in this state.
Delegate Chris Fair, he is a Democrat Marxist from Montgomery County, reacted to the twin rulings.
So I would say that that the criticism on the ruling itself is just that it's not based in the constitutional facts of Article 14 of our state constitution, whether regardless of who the appointee was.
Now, we'll get into the Article 14 here in just a second, but Fair is arguing that this is state law versus the state constitution, and the state constitution should always supersede state law.
To uphold that ruling from the lower courts would be to basically upend that entire model and say that state laws are on par with the state constitution, and I don't think that the Supreme Court wants to take that step.
Yeah, but you would think that people that are passing the state laws would pass these legislative, actions before somebody with constitutional knowledge, before they would even introduce the dang bill or pass it. But that doesn't happen in the state of Maryland. They just they throw caution to the wind and just put it up there. They throw, you know, everything they can up against the wall and see what sticks. That is legislative malpractice at the very minimum. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. The update now with the latest on traffic is Lugnuts Johnson.
Heavy traffic on 895 southbound, right in the usual spot, right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. But everybody's going into the southbound tunnel, and at least right now, no issues there. So 10 to 12 minutes as you're coming south. 95 at last look, at least at the O'Donnell Street ramp, was still running okay through the Fort McHenry tunnel, and looking at the camera through the south end down towards Russell Street, 95, 395. All the lanes are open. Good pace there as you're going through Camden Yards. Bottom end of the JFX, report of a broken down vehicle southbound at the traffic light at Fayette Street. We have no cameras there, so be on the lookout for that. Harford County, they were still working on the wrecked Mountain Road at Baldwin Mill Road. Capitol Beltway had a couple of problems. A medic call on the inner loop at Route 1 in College Park, then a broken down tractor trailer on the outer loop at Old Georgetown Road, and big delays there from New Hampshire Avenue going around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a stay weather alert week today through Thursday. We have a chance to pop up storms, stray showers, etc. It'll be hot and humid. Temps in the 90s. Going to feel like the hundreds based on the heat and humidity. Partly cloudy, 74 in Pasadena, and it is 75 in Millersville. As we head out to time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President yesterday holding a major announcement about the big pharmaceutical companies, how they're going to agree to, treat the United States with most favored nation trade status for drug prices. Before, we've seen American companies, American pharmaceutical companies do the research and development, and of course then the world benefits from it with lower drug prices, but we don't do that here at home. President Trump fixed that yesterday with his executive order.
Been trying to get for years, for decades, and I'm not even sure that other presidents try. They didn't try because the chances of them getting it were very slim. They would never have been able to do it. And that's most favored nation drug pricing. Biggest thing you'll hear, you know, if we would cut drugs for like 0.125%, it was like a big deal. We're cutting them. Numbers that you'll hear in a second are astronomical. Nine new pharmaceutical companies are committing to deliver their lowest drug prices for American patients. For decades, Americans paid the highest drug prices anywhere in the world by far. It wasn't even close. We were ripped off by the pharmaceutical companies, and we were ripped off more than anything by other countries throughout the world. And we never had a president that wanted to fight for us. But under the most favored nation agreement that I negotiated at great length and at great, really lost some friends over it, some very good friends, wasn't easy, but under that most favored nation agreement, we now pay the lowest price paid by other countries anywhere in the world. So we went from the highest price for pharmaceuticals, for drugs, to the lowest. We've slashed the cost of dozens of commonly used medications and ultimately everything, all drugs, by price differences of 400, 500, and even 600%.
That is significant. Those are significant savings to American healthcare consumers and folks that need maintenance drugs, and you name it, that is a big deal. Supreme Court yesterday allowed President Trump to proceed with the White House ballroom construction in a 5-4 vote. Yeah, there he is. Compromised Chief Justice John Roberts dissenting, voting with the left once again. And this was a fierce legal battle with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And now Chief Justice Roberts says construction work can continue, temporarily at least. Roberts issued a stay that stayed in place until the Supreme Court considered whether a pause a lower court's injunction. Roberts did say the ballroom construction is likely unlawful, but they're going to consider it on its merits. Again, other presidents can build and on the White House, right? And, of course, he's the only one that they throw every single roadblock they can, the spike sticks in the roadway whenever President Trump wants to do something. There's El Sayed, the guy running the Democrat Marxist radical Islamo fundamentalist running in Michigan against Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate, is going after J.D. Vance, and that's fine. But now he's started to focus his attacks on J.D.'s wife, Usha, and the vice president said he had enough of those attacks.
Now, the last thing I'll say about Abdul, Mr. El Sayed, is he has a weird habit of talking about my family. Have you noticed this? Look, I don't know who his wife is. I'm sure she's a lovely person. But I would never come to this state and disrespect you or disrespect somebody's family by talking about another person's wife, a person who isn't on the ballot. And yet, Abdul El Sayed, every time they put a microphone in front of his face, he wants to talk about my wife or my grandfather. You know, my message to Abdul El Sayed, and I'm feeling especially protective, of course, because we have a five-week-old baby at home, and the second lady's doing great and taking great care of him. My message to Abdul El Sayed is you can pal around with terrorist sympathizers, and you can say that America deserved 9/11, or you can empathize not with the children who were targeted at Temple Israel, but with the attacker. These are all despicable things, but they're all things that the people of Michigan will judge you on based on your record. But I actually think that the people of Michigan think it's kind of weird when you talk about another guy's wife. I think the people of Michigan would like you to talk about the public policy ideas you have to make their ideas better. I think the people of Michigan would like you to talk about how you're going to protect auto workers when you're supporting every single policy that has undercut the wages and jobs of Michigan auto workers your entire life in public service. But whatever you want to talk about, Abdul, keep my wife's name the hell out of your mouth because she's way out of your league.
Indeed, and Kristen had a nice catch on that. She said that line sounds remarkably similar to the line the president used in the movie The American President when they were going after, I think, his second wife. I think it was. Anyway, Kristen will clarify that in just a second for us. Do you want to weigh in on that?
Because I'm a 90s political nerd, yes, I recognize the line. The character that Michael Douglas plays from The American, and it's about his girlfriend. But and of course, you know, he's the Democrat president, and it was against the Republican, you know, nominee or something. But anyway, I don't know. Vance is a little scripted to me. That's just my personal opinion. I know that's a minority opinion. A lot of people like J.D. Vance, but sometimes, you know, I don't blame him for standing up for his wife, yeah. Of course. But to a movie nerd, I don't know whether that was a coincidence. Maybe somebody wrote the speech for him, and it was just sometimes, you know. Things happen it's just in your head. You don't realize you're, you know, I'm not saying accusing him of, you know, being whatever. But
the way out of your league makes it very suspicious. But
it's very similar to a movie line, right. So I kind of laughed. We'll see.
Thanks, Kristen. 7:21. And that's day 588 in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. It's fun to stay at the Y-M-C-A. Right, if you're a contractor and or builder and designer and you're looking for appliances for your project, the best place to go, the only place you really should go, is Town Appliance. They have a trade program there. You get your own rep. You get nationwide delivery. And you get a great choice of whether you're in the market for a single appliance or appliances for the entire kitchen. They've got it there at Town Appliance at incredible prices. And they also have a Labor Day event going on right now as well. So, again, I would just go right there, call, talk to either mayor, big mayor, little mayor, and they'll set you up, make sure that you are treated. You get obviously the white glove treatment, white carpet, red carpet, whatever, and they'll make sure that you're taken care of, guaranteed. That's Town Appliance. You can go to townappliance.com for more information, or you can visit their showroom at, again, their Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project, with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent you.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, traffic, weather on the threes. Now the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Morning slowdown has arrived. I-97 southbound at Route 32. That'll go from there down to the bridge at 178. From there, looks like we're okay down to the ramp at 50 and I-97. The traffic going across the main span at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. And really no incidents right now. We're clear at Sandy Point, coming over to Whitehall Road and then to Ritchie Highway and into the area at the Severn River Bridge, with all the lanes open westbound. So that's always good news. Bottom end of the JFX at Fayette Street. A couple of minutes ago, there was a broken down vehicle there. We have delays, normal delays on the Beltway. We are getting some backing now at both the tunnels. 895 around Erdman Avenue. 95 is starting to back up near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. But again, no major issues right now. Capitol Beltway is in gridlock because of that broken down tractor trailer on the outer loop in the area of Old Georgetown Road. Big delays affecting the bottom end of the ramps from I-95 on to the Capitol Beltway, right there at the Prince George's and Montgomery County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A weather alert this week. It's going to be hot and humid today through Thursday. Chance of a stray shower, pop-up storm possible all 3 days. Temps in the 90s going to feel like the triple digits with the heat and humidity index pretty much up there today. Right now we're looking at it is 74 and mostly cloudy in Parkville and 75 in Middle River. We are talking about the constitutional amendment question 3, which the Supreme Court of Maryland will hear oral arguments on Thursday, and then again, hopefully, we'll come up with a decision. You know, it's interesting. Delegate Chris Fair pointing out that Article 14 of the state constitution as part of his argument, but I just printed it out again to refresh myself, and it does say in Section 1 of Article 14 of the state constitution that embodying in a single constitutional amendment one or more articles of the constitution, so long as that constitutional amendment embraces only a single subject. All right? And there are three different subjects in this proposed amendment. So if the state Supreme Court, and you have a lot of Hogan appointees on it, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Look at some of the Republican appointments to the Supreme Court. Anyway, Senator Chris West says the clarifying language being used in this question-free clarifies nothing.
Sure. The voters are told that it just clarifies the law. It does no such thing. It does much more than clarify the law. It empowers gerrymandering on steroids in Maryland, which is not the law. Two judges have not agreed with us, is you can't put a constitutional amendment on the ballot with this sort of misleading language in it.
Now, it is misleading. It is confusing. Even if you read through the Article 14 of the state constitution, and, you know, if you have a law degree, you probably would understand it pretty well. But if you are not schooled in lawyerese, you might struggle a little bit. And that's what happens when you have lawyers writing so many of these amendments and bills. Delegate Chris Fair, once again, Democrat Marxist from Montgomery County, is saying that, hey, you got a bunch of Hogan appointees on this court, so keep that in mind.
And there's no ignoring the fact that five of the justices are appointed by Governor Hogan.
Yeah, all right. Well, that could go either way. You know, and we've seen it go either way, both at the Supreme Court level and the Maryland State Supreme Court level as well. So we'll wait and see what happens. But I do think that if they're going to go by the, if they're originalists, if they're going to go by the text of the state constitution, I would think the state Supreme Court has to strike this down. This Thursday. Let's go to Blanca in Southeast Baltimore. Good morning, Blanca. Saw you on the news.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. Yes. Well, the news, you know, Southeast makes the news. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And the car from my son's car hasn't been found. It most likely won't. But I want to share with you that this past 2 weeks in Southeast Baltimore, you know those central, the residential AC units, the ones that people can buy a huge claw to bolt it down?
Mm-hmm.
They're huge. They're being stolen. My neighbor at four doors down, and then my neighbor one block down. So that's the latest. And the package boxes that people buy, because, you know, we have so many porch pirates in Southeast Baltimore, you've got to get your package or it'll be gone. It'll be gone. And these package boxes, we see this guy just try to hoist it up to his shoulder and take it. And of course, neighbors come out, you know, and try to get him to basically, you know, run away. I mean, this is ridiculous. And until that council in Baltimore City, all 14 are replaced, this is what we're going to have. This is what we're going to continue to have. And again, every Republican better vote in November. I'm already seeing delegates supporting sitting delegates supporting Democrat candidates. I'm not kidding you. I just saw that.
It does not surprise me.
We better show up.
Yeah, you have to. And the other thing is, police, are they offering any solution in your neighborhood as to what can be done?
Oh, sure. Go ahead and buy a club. Buy a better Ring camera. Make sure that you lock your doors at night. And it's like, okay, so we're supposed to be the ones pivoting and making sure that we're spending more money securing our homes because this city is the worst on reactive measures and nothing for preventative strategies, nothing.
Blanca, thanks so much for the call. Yep, and we'll see if that changes. Thanks so much for your call. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The month of September is off to a hot and humid start in Baltimore and the metro area. High temps today are expected to reach the low to mid-90s with a heat index that could make it feel like it's around 100 degrees. There's a chance of showers or thunderstorms throughout the week with the possibility of severe storms on Wednesday and Thursday. And law enforcement agencies across Maryland are ramping up patrols and enforcement efforts heading into the Labor Day holiday. State police and other agencies will be conducting high visibility prevention efforts with a focus on identifying impaired drivers. This year, troopers have removed around 3,500 suspected impaired drivers from the roads. And that includes 560 people arrested in Baltimore by the state police impaired driving reduction effort. Over the holiday weekend, police will also be on the lookout for speeding, aggressive, and distracted drivers. And Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined 21 other attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission in filing a lawsuit against Amazon. The coalition claims the company engaged in deceptive and unfair practices that secretly inflated prices in its online search advertising auctions. The complaint alleges that for more than 7 years, Amazon has covertly and substantially increased the prices that more than 1 million brands and sellers were required to pay to advertise on its platform. As a result, the coalition claims that Amazon's scheme unlawfully extracted tens of billions of dollars from its unwitting advertising customers. And a Baltimore County Inspector General's report alleges that a county employee failed to work more than 239 hours while still collecting their pay. According to the report that was released Monday, an employee with the Permits, Approvals, and Inspections Department committed time and attendance fraud. The IG says the evidence found that between October 2025 and January 26, the employee spent time parked at locations unrelated to official duties. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Had a minor wreck in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Very quickly cleared out of the tunnel and into the painted out area on the south end. So all the lanes are moving again. All four lanes are open. But now the backup on 95 is now back to Moravia Road. 895 is backing up, probably in the area just beyond Pulaski Highway. So now we're going to go to 20 to 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, but at least they have those vehicles out of the tube on the left tube on the southbound side. Baltimore County was just dispatching out a couple of minutes ago. Vehicle fire, 1300 block of Merritt Boulevard on the Dundalk side. The morning construction is now underway and a delay on the interstate in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we're tracking the heat, humidity, and storms for the next couple of days. Kicking off September with that summer-like heat, highs in the 90s, feels like temperatures closer to 100. Pop-up thunderstorms today, but more storms on the way Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Right now in the lead for O's Play of the Year.
Nowhere to miss.
McCarthy deep center field. Kowser racing back. Kowser near the wall. Jumps. Kowser! He made the catch! He made the catch! It might be the greatest home run robbery, game-ending catch you'll see in your life.
You got to be kidding me.
Throaty call and well-deserved by Kevin Brown and Big Ben on Masson. Kowser's unbelievable catch over the wall came with two outs at the bottom of the ninth and preserved a 2-1 O's win last night in Colorado, pulling the O's even on the season at 69-69. Kowser had struck out looking to close the top of the ninth and said in the postgame,
honestly, I was pretty pissed off after my last at-bat, and then I got out in the field and said, screw it. Who cares what happened at the dish? You can affect the game on defense. So.
Later, manager Albernez on what he saw from his center fielder, Colton Kowser.
The jump made me, like his first step, the route to the ball, I was hoping that it was just low enough that he'd make a play. But when he went up, I didn't realize it was going to be like that. Like, that was ridiculous.
Cade Povich was called up to make the start to either A, give Kyle Bradish an extra day rest, or B, maybe the start of a six-man rotation. Either way, the Birds enter September today with momentum. And a sidebar, again, I told you yesterday, don't sleep on that Orioles bullpen. Four more scoreless last night, an 0.81 ERA for that bullpen over the last 33 and a third innings pitched, covering their last 10 games. Speaking of great stuff, how about this? Yesterday, from Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on Ravens.com, the conversation between he and quarterback Joe Fagnano, the moment that EDC told the UDFA he made the team.
You made it. You made it. Yeah, you made it. Congrats. Congrats.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you made it. Can you believe it? You made it.
press it down?
Yeah. You made it. You made it. Played too good.
Ravens also filling out their practice squad, bringing in competition for Tyler Loop in the form of Jake Moody, who had a solid rookie campaign in San Francisco back in 2023, but has fallen back since. Here's head coach Jesse Minter.
That week of the Philly game, he started to get a few more reps and looked pretty poised and comfortable for not.
Well, that actually was more on Joe Fignano. And finally, how about this from Knoxville, Tennessee? The University of Tennessee football team will honor the late Dolly Parton with a helmet sticker this season. The 80-year-old country singer and philanthropist is a native of Tennessee and received an honorary doctorate from the school. She performed on campus many times, most notably in the Volunteers game against Georgia in 2023, leading the crowd with a rendition of Rocky Top, escorted to the stage by legendary UT quarterback Peyton Manning. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how many wins would be enough?
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Okay, so like you said to me off the air, and you've been saying this all year, we can't talk playoffs until they get to 500.
They're at 500. Let's talk
playoffs.
All right,
let's talk playoffs. So what's it going to take? There's 69 and 69. There's 24 games left in the regular season. What, you think 83?
I think they got to play 700 baseball the rest of the way.
700?
I do.
Well, 700 would mean they have to win like, what, 15, 16 games.
Yeah.
So they got to go like, what, 15, 9, 16, and 8? I think that's too much. Let me tell you what I think. I think that 83 could potentially get them there, and it's not unprecedented.
Well, that's 14 games.
Well, right, it's four, right, but 14 is not in 16, the way this team plays.
That's a big difference there.
Well, but the way this team plays, right?
Well, you're right, the inconsistency. And you're looking at a much tougher schedule in the last 20 games or
yes,
so.
Yes, after Colorado, these next two games, they come home. They got four with Boston, three with Cleveland. Mm. Then they go on the road. They're at Toronto. They have the Yankees still left. Toronto again. The Brewers, who are the best team in baseball. So let's just say that they're tied for it by the time the Rocky series is over,
right.
Let's just say, and they got 22 games left. That is a brutal schedule. But my point is this. Teams have made it with 83 wins since the wild card has been expanded. The Reds made it with 83 wins in 2025. A couple of teams made it with 84 wins in 2023. So it is possible.
And then the other teams will be beating each other up as well. So, I mean, that helps.
Yeah, well, Cleveland's playing Detroit right now. Detroit's
right.
Still kind of sort of ended. So, but, yeah, that's what's going on with the O's. And it doesn't look like you're a believer still. But you're opening your mind.
I'm glad that they're making a run. I really am. I don't think down this stretch. You're right about the bullpen. The bullpen has been lights
stellar.
Out. Still worried about starting pitching. And then, you know, this tendency they have that the bats go silent, you know, in large stretches. So, but maybe they've turned the corner. I don't know. Gunner with the two home runs the other night was, and now they're playing. They great catch last night by Kowser. So again, it looks like they can taste it, and I think that's a great motivating factor for the Birds going down the stretch.
First time I've heard you say it looks like they may be turning the corner.
Yeah,
that's progress on your part.
That is
son.
Progress on my part, and that's because they deserve it. They've been playing much better baseball of late, but the true test lies ahead.
Who do you think has a better chance to make the playoffs this year, the Orioles or the Commanders?
Probably the Orioles at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
And the season hasn't even started yet.
The first seven games for the Redskins are brutal. They have, if they survive that 500, then they've got a chance. If they don't, things could go off the... off the wheels here very quickly.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, by the way, DeMath, a big win over Spalding.
Yeah, hey, about my Stags.
Nice. Yeah,
22
nice.
Straight for the Stags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
new head coach.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Bryce Bevel used to play at DeMath and at Maryland, I think. He was at Maryland?
He was at Maryland.
And he was a Jet, right?
He was a Jet. Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
Good call.
Good. All right. Yep. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now for the hour at 8 o'clock. Republicans have spent years warning that China should not be allowed to buy American farmland. In fact, President Trump and Secretary Rollins... And Senator Mike Rounds and others have basically vowed that the administration would never let foreign adversaries control our farmland. But it's happening, and it's happening because Republican friendlies
are shooting themselves in the foot. Natalie Winters with a report today at her Substack saying federal lobbying disclosures reviewed a report that revealed former Republican congressional staffers have been hired by Smithfield Foods, a once great former great American company, was bought out by the Chinese. They've hired a big lobbying firm in Washington to buy America's agricultural land. Smithfield, effectively Chinese controlled by the Hong Kong-based WH Group. They own 87% of the American pork giant since 2026, while Smithfield itself reports owning approximately 87,000 acres of U.S. land. They grew out of China's Zhongwei Empire, whose longtime chairman Wayne Long has been identified as a Chinese Communist Party member and has served in China's National People's Congress. And again, Republicans are publicly moving to restrict Chinese access to farmland. Meanwhile, former aides to Senator John Warner and Senator Susan Collins have been working with a law firm, Holland & Knight, and they paid over $300,000 in one quarter alone to acquire some of these lands. This is just, they're not the only ones. We have former Capitol Hill staffers. You have Joel Robertson, a former USDA official, Peter Tabor, and others working on allowing the Chinese to buy up our farmland. Now, again, that in and of itself is outrageous, but because I think it does affect our security, because many of these farmlands are located around military bases, number one. Number two, many of these farmlands may actually be used for data centers, not for the United States, but for the Chinese. The Chinese are coming in and buying up our land and using it for data centers so they can beat us at the AI race. That's why this data center thing is much more nuanced and complicated than many people are making out. I know there are a lot of people out there that are opposed to them. They're environmental. You worry about electric. You worry about water. But there's also this race for AI and who's going to control AI. And the last entity you want to control artificial intelligence are the red Chinese. So, America, you better wake up and smell the coffee on these data centers and on these Republicans who are selling us out and our farmland as well. 743. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. You'll get to match wits with the panel. Right now, Chuck Whitaker, always very witty. In fact, it's right in his name, folks. It says right there, Chuck Whitaker. It's right there, folks. Wow.
You can't write stuff better than these people.
You can't. You can't expect better, and you can't write better.
And I almost said something bad there. It almost snuck out. But that's okay. I caught myself.
Woo. You do that frequently, I hear.
See, when you and I talk on the phone, it's a different conversation that we have here.
It is, absolutely.
Okay. Brought to you as a service for Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Baltimore County just dispatched out to a report of a wreck, and the initial call said outer loop between Route 40 and Edmondson Avenue. I'm looking at that camera right at Route 40, then I've looked down at Frederick Road. I don't see anything there. However, the northbound side, the inner loop crossing Route 40, is now slowing. There's an overhead camera there right at Route 40. I've been looking at that, and I'm trying to see if there may be something between Route 40 and I-70 that they're looking at. The pace is a little better, but we'll get some more information when the fire department arrives. They had a couple of units going out into that area. So on the west side between Route 40 and I-70, heads up till we get some more on that. We had a minor accident coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel very quickly into the painted out area. Backed everybody up now. 95 back to Moravia Road, and now 895 is back to Moravia Road. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Getting hot again, so see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a stay weather alert week all this week and now through Thursday, otherwise hot and humid. Temperatures well in the 90s with a heat and humid index. It could be triple digits. Right now we're mostly cloudy, 77 downtown Baltimore, and it is 75 and sunny in Ocean City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. It is brought to you by Badger Contracting. Roofing or window issues, contact Barry and his team today at badgercontracting.net. All right, our contestant today, Jimmy in Northeast PA. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like last, please.
All right, Jimmy. Well, good luck to you. Hear your three stories. Well, we've had the ballroom at the White House being redone. We've had the helipad redone. We've had a giant American flag put in place there at the White House. The latest to get a makeover is the White House bowling alley. It's according to the Trump administration, they're going to spend $250,000 to renovate the White House bowling alley. Story number two, ICE, a controversial agency, according to some on the left, plans to spend a pretty penny to supplement its force with humanoid robots to enforce immigration operations. The controversial agency could spend up to $2 million to acquire the Boston Dynamics humanoids. The humanoid robots, outfitted with cameras and chemical detection sensors, will be used to scout buildings and areas for ICE officers and help officers determine whether it's safe to enter. The humanoids would not be used to make arrests, according to ICE. And story three, California has seen a mass exodus of companies from their state in recent years due to ridiculously high taxes and burdensome regulations and the lockdown policies of Gruesome Newsom. But as they're trying to fix any of this in order to retain the business that have fled, well, nope, it's getting worse. California now planning to force companies to disclose any historic ties to slavery as part of a new program. Story one, White House planning a $250,000 renovation to the bowling alley. Story two, humanoid robots going to assist ICE in immigration enforcement. Or story three, California now planning to force companies to disclose any historic links companies would have to slavery. All right, we'll start with Kristen here.
This is, I'll be honest, I'm stumped this morning. I feel like they all could be true or fake, however you look at it. I think I'm going to go with number one. I know Trump loves renovating things, but I don't know that bowling alley's on his radar, so I'll say one.
All right, Kristen goes number one. Maggie?
I also go with number one.
Maggie agrees. Chuck?
I heard they're going to be using the Joe Biden memorial pins.
I love it.
With his eyes closed.
That makes me want to bowl. Yeah, that makes me want to go bowling.
You know, you can have him there for the pins and his son as the gutter. So there you go.
Where he lies most of the time.
I'll go with one.
All right, another vote for one. Jimmy?
Vote for number two.
All right. Jimmy wants to vote for story number two. Nobody votes for story number three. That is a true story out in California. That's how dumb they are. Story number one got a lot of votes here this morning. But the White House bowling alley is getting a $250,000 renovation. So that is true. Jimmy, congratulations. You sniffed
Jimmy
it out this morning.
Sniffed it out.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. All right, we'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize. They're not going to use humanoid robots. They're using robotic dogs, in case folks are wondering. But
and
electric gloves. Okay.
What?
Did you see the shocking? They're going to buy shocking gloves. Gloves that they can shock you with. And
between
I saw a demonstration of it.
And smell or whatever you were talking about before, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I electrified gloves?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they you touch the person on the arm and it kind of gives them a zap.
It's like
a taser, except you get much closer.
Oh dear!
To the individual, would you like a pair for home use?
I want no electric gloves, please.
We can get you a 5-finger discount.
No, I got a finger for you.
Right after they get blown off.
All right, Maggie, see you in a couple.
Quick
Chuck.
Update.
Yes, sir.
It looks like this wreck now, I mean, we've been looking for it, looks like the activity now is on the outer loop between Route 40 and Edmondson Avenue. We'll keep an eye on that.
Thank you, sir. Don't forget, Choose Your Fake News has been sponsored by Badger Contracting.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income in retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Some stations say they have a talk block. Don't waste your time. We let you talk all day on AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Found it on the outer loop here just south of Route 40 with a medic unit, state highway, a fire truck, and everything else. Looks like one vehicle hit the guardrail on the left-hand side. So two lanes are now getting by on the outer loop. We were already backed up anyway back to 795. So now it's really going to be slow coming down the west side. When you get to Crosby Road and you start to Route 40, you'll need to be to the center and the right to get through there. After that, of course, after Frederick Road, Wilkins Avenue, you're good to go down the hill. Now the inner loop is looking at it. So if you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue, you're going to have delay as they're looking at the medic unit on the opposite side of the road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. They stay weather alert for this week. Chance of pop-up showers and storms today through Thursday. Otherwise hot, humid, into the 90s. Heat index and make it feel into the hundreds, triple digits. Right now we're looking at cloudy, 75 in Reisterstown, 75 in Ellicott City. Coming up at the top of the hour, Sheriff Jeff Geller of Harford County is going before Congress today to testify. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up at the top of the hour. But we get back to the data center question. And Maryland was supposed to have a data center study out today. And the person that authorized that, State Senator Karen Lewis Young, a Frederick County Democrat, says it's not going to be here on time. May have to wait a little bit longer. But here's the thing with the data centers. And this is something that we need to look at this carefully, and we can't dismiss it out of hand, because we are in a race for artificial intelligence with the Chinese. Whoever I think controls or has a leg up in artificial intelligence is going to control the future. And the last entity you want is the red Chinese to be in charge of AI or have a leg up on any of us. And so far, we are leading that race. But China is closing the gap. And that's why we're going to need data centers. So we're going to find out how to live with data. You know, what's the economic, the environmental impact, the electrical grid, the water use, and so on and so forth. And we've got certain counties, like Harford County's banned them altogether. We have a one that's being constructed in Frederick County. I think at the MPRP situation, people were upset that data centers, the homes are being condemned and property was going to be taken by eminent domain to build, to provide electric for data centers in Virginia. And I get that. I mean, that's an important thing. I mean, you can't be taking people's land. But we are going to have to find a way. Now, the one interesting thing I did here is that there is a company right now that is proposing that we can use data centers in space, much like we launch satellites in space, that there's one company, it's a little pricey right now, But, you know, again, we don't know what the economic impacts would be to the Earth or to our solar system. But right now there's an interesting proposal that you could launch massive data center satellites in space, and they could perhaps fulfill the obligation or meet the needs. But we're going to need, there's going to be a growing AI. Let's face it, it's not going away. It's out, the genie's out of the bottle. And we're going to need these data centers in some way, shape, or form. So we do need these studies. We need them sooner rather than later. And we need to, I think, have a logical, reasoned debate and discussion on data centers in the future instead of dismissing them out of hand. And I do think this is a national security issue, and we need to have some sane minds and some common sense on it. Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. You're right. Regarding the data centers, it's really old news that the data centers on the ground may be obsolete before we know it due to satellite data centers. Great call. Also, during the first hour, you were talking about Maryland education, and it just drives me nuts when I hear this. First of all, why does Maryland need to hire someone from the outside? Secondly, the Maryland education system has been spiraling for decades while the costs go through the roof. I challenge anyone, starting at Mrs. Terry Wright, to take the eighth grade graduation test that eighth graders had to take in like 1943. G. Gordon Liddy, who used to be on WCBM, used to read questions from that test. It is incredible. And I remember my great aunts and uncles and grandparents, et cetera, who were from that era. They were so educated by the eighth grade. It's incredible. I leave you with this. Tucker Carlson just interviewed Joe Maxwell, president of the Farm Action Fund. It's free. It's at TuckerCarlson.com. He talks about not only the agriculture industry as a whole, but what's happening with our beef farmers and the importing of beef from other countries versus those cattle farmers within the United States. I know you're up against the clock, but it is a great, great listen. And again, please keep up the great work, Sean.
All right, Jeff, will do. Thanks again. That's Jeff in Phoenix. See, can we squeeze another call in real quick? Yeah, Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. So most of the anti-data center stuff is Chinese bot programs that are trying to keep us from making AI data centers. But so I don't trust China at all, but I also don't trust our own government with these data centers to surveil us. I mean, do you trust our government to do the right thing with these data centers, Sean? I mean, come on.
I don't. Well, look at it. Look at NSA. Look at the FISA courts. Look at all of that stuff. Yeah, there's got to be, I think, as I say, we have to have a reasoned debate and discussion about all of this, and we have to put some safeguards in, some guardrails regarding these data centers. Your concern is valid, Glenn. Thanks so much for that call. Appreciate that. The best of Casey and Company available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Still an hour to go in Casey and Company. Coming up next, Sheriff Gaylor will testify before Congress today. We'll tell you what that's all about. And the IT tax, remember that? 3% on IT companies. It's bringing in a lot less than they predicted. Wait till you hear the figures. It may or may not blow your mind. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Along the Gulf Coast in parts of Texas and Louisiana, they're bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Edward. The storm packing flooding rains expected to roar ashore in the Houston area later today. The death toll in the Grand Canyon flood stands at 2. One person is still missing. Rescue teams and their search dogs are combing through mountains of mud, rock, and debris in Nepal and neighboring Tibet. Thousands of people are missing in the wake of the catastrophic flooding. It's claimed more than 1,000 lives.
Nepal Army personnel and rescuers jump out of helicopters and search with torches inside a tunnel at Rasulwag Adi Hydropower Project for survivors. In south-central Nepal's Sichuan district, authorities said they were carrying out temporary burials of unidentified bodies in trenches dug in a forested area as concerns for health risks mount. Authorities say the burials are being carried out in line with internationally accepted disaster management protocols, including those of the International Committee of the Red Cross. I'm Charles Dillon-Hesma.
President Trump says a newly announced U.S.-Venezuela energy pact is a win-win.
We're taking out millions and millions of barrels of oil, going to Houston, going to Louisiana, going to lots of different places in the United States and all over the world. And we're making a fortune, and they're making a fortune. They're starting to make real money.
The president has gotten some good news from the Supreme Court. The High Court is allowing construction of his White House ballroom and underground security complex to continue. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll has resigned after 18 months in the job. No reason has been given. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been in the red so far. The Dow futures down almost 300 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 295. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop after Route 40 at exit 15 is now into the painted out area. They're squeezed right in there. So we're getting almost four lanes by, but it's a little bit of a squeeze for the traffic there in the left-hand lane. So probably just better to stay to the center and the right as you're coming through. You'll see the state highway truck and the trooper there. The inner loop is still looking at it, so they have a delay coming up from Wilkins Avenue. The outer loop is backed up to 795, slowing now on the Beltway, 795 Liberty Road through Pikesville, through Green Spring to the JFX. The outer loop northeast side is Bel Air Road, at least to Providence Road, and probably from there still going to be slow towards York Road and then over towards 83. Both the tunnels are still backed up with 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we're tracking the heat, humidity, and storms for the next couple of days. Kicking off September with that summer-like heat. Highs in the 90s, feels like temperatures closer to 100. Pop-up thunderstorms today, but more storms on the way Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 at Hampstead and 78 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Chick-fil-A's Seoul Little Blue Menu Test Kitchen is slated to close in early 2027. Roughly 3.5 years after it opened, a spokesperson for the restaurant chain confirmed Monday. The College Park restaurant opened in September 2023, allowing the chain to sell normal menu items in addition to unique food options like wings, burgers, and pizza. Guests will be served Little Blue Menu items in until early 2027, before transitioning the location into a traditional Chick-fil-A restaurant, a company spokesperson said. And a firefighter experienced a medical emergency Monday afternoon while battling a house fire in Baltimore County, officials said. Shortly before noon on August 31st, crews were called to the 12,000 block of Long Green Pike in Glen Arm for a house fire. When crews arrived, they saw heavy smoke and fire on the second floor and attic of the home. All the home's occupants evacuated, and there were no reported injuries, according to fire officials. The winning Maryland Lottery number pick 3 was 128, the pick 4, 4826. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Calling all
Patriots. The Smile Design Center and Newsmax presents the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest. Saturday, September 26th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Executive Plaza in Hunt Valley.
Rain or shine.
Join Sean Casey, Kim Clancy, Rob Carson, and Councilman Nino Mangione, along with other candidates and elected officials as we rally for the pivotal midterm and gubernatorial election.
Admission is free with food available for purchase by Jimmy's Famous Seafood and Kona Ice Cream.
Unite to fight for Maryland's future. Don't miss the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. On the back of Colton Cowser's miraculous catch last night to win the game, the Birds have now evened their record on the season for the first time since April 30th. 69-69 on the year. They're a half game back of idle Cleveland. Here's Cowser in the postgame.
Just super proud of our guys, super proud of just continuing to show up, even whenever it's not going with us. The sticks right there. Pitching was able to keep us in it. I thought Povich threw extremely well. Wolfram was lights out.
So about Povich, called up from AAA one day before rosters expand to give Kyle Bradish an extra day. Bradish hasn't pitched more than 39 innings in either of the last two seasons. He's up to 143 this season and struggled in his last two starts. Now, there is a possibility the Birds could go to a six-man rotation down the stretch. Also, Baltimore making a move yesterday, picking up one-time phenom Luis Robert Jr. off waivers from the Mets. He was an all-star in 2023. Elsewhere in baseball, how about the Cubs yesterday at Wrigley Field in Chicago?
That's hammered. Alex Bregman, third of the night.
Paul was on the Marquee Sports Network. Bregman with three. The Cubs hit nine in all, part of a 17-3 win over the league-leading Brewers. Chicago ends the month with 62 dingers, second most all-time in MLB history. Now, aside from Joe Fignano, the other feel-good story in Owings Mill this summer was that of Ethan Burke. The outside linebacker has Maryland roots, the undrafted free agent making the squad. He grew up in Pasadena and proudly wearing the jersey of Ray Lewis as a kid.
That was a jersey I wore a lot and one of my favorite players for sure, so it's special. But that was a Halloween costume multiple years in a row, for sure.
Quite a story. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's hard to believe that it's been 30 years. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000. On high efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning us in. Casey and Company, we start every morning at 6 a.m., Monday through Friday here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Coming up in this hour, Mad Maxine pours more gasoline on the racial fire. We'll take a look also at the Maryland IT tax, bringing in a lot less than was originally projected and predicted. And our top story here today is the Hartford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is going to testify before Congress today on sanctuary policies and sanctuary cities, states, etc. And specifically, remember when they first passed a law at the beginning of the last general insane asylum that prevented ICE or local jurisdictions from cooperating with ICE and not being able to pick them up, pick up a phone call and talk with them about detainers and hand over criminals from directly the jails to the ICE agents. Instead, in Maryland, we let them go. We let them back out on the streets where the criminal illegal aliens can continue to prey on the other illegal aliens and some in the legal immigrant communities. And that, of course, was the first of the transgressions. The adding insult to injury was the last, was the Community Trust Act, which was passed in the waning days of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, which was basically, and by the way, we have all sorts of, I think, New York sheriffs now, Maryland sheriffs, and others have all sued their governor or their general assemblies or state assemblies on these kinds of laws, which basically, I think, interfere with federal immigration enforcement. Let's not forget there is the Supremacy Clause. The feds have the last and only say when it comes to immigration. And the very people that they claim that they want to protect, the Democrats claiming they want to protect immigrants and the immigrant community, are putting them in great danger, at great peril, from illegal alien drunk drivers, from illegal alien rapists and murderers and kidnappers and human traffickers, et cetera. They are putting every single community in the state of Maryland in great peril. And Sheriff Gaylor plans to testify today that this is a big issue, not just for Harford County and for Maryland, but for the rest of the country.
For two decades, I've been a part of this discussion, and for two decades, we've seen the victim count tick up. The number of angel families continue to climb because this is just such a big issue.
Yeah, it's such a big issue, and because in his county, we've had two major high-profile cases, the murders of Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin.
I want them to understand the harm that comes, the public safety that's undermined by allowing ultra-sanctuary immigration policies to take hold.
And, of course, we have on the left, ICE is lawless, they're not trained, they are fascists, they are ignoring constitutional rights, even though the law does enable them to have this kind of arrest power. And Gaylor dismisses this as just pure narrative, a false narrative from the left.
I think that's just a narrative that side, the side that advocates for criminal illegal aliens, if you can believe that we have people who want to support people like these two monsters staying in our community.
There's just not two. There are hundreds, if not thousands of months, maybe even millions. Because remember, the Biden administration let in anywhere from 15 to 20 million illegals. The ones we know about that had encounters with Border Patrol agents, et cetera, and then there are the gotaways. We have no idea how many there are. And at the end of the day, there might have been 50 million illegal aliens since the time of the Reagan years, some 40 years ago. 50 million illegals now that had no business being in this country. And how do we get them out? Well, President Trump is tasked with that, and it's a tough call. But he has secured the border, that's for sure. 8:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
You know, we started way early this morning with this backup on the Capitol Beltway going around to Old Georgetown Road, and that backup is still there. It was a tractor trailer that was broken down, had to be offloaded, had to be moved from the roadway, and the delay still showing Old Georgetown Road, Connecticut Avenue, Wisconsin Avenue, in that area, still all the way back through New Hampshire Avenue and back towards 95 and then 95 in turn with the heavy traffic towards Cherry Hill Road. The state police and Baltimore County Fire, I think, were checking on a vehicle that might have been on fire, and I thought I heard them say that the tires were smoking or whatever, but there's an incident southbound 83 between Mount Carmel Road and Belfast Road. Didn't appear to be a major backup southbound, but a word of caution there for the flashing lights. JFX now with some brake lights between Ruxton Road and the city county line. The accident on the Beltway west side still tucked into the wall on the left-hand side on the outer loop right after Route 40 at Route 40 West. So that backup is still there, still solid through Pikesville, and the Parkville side is slow. Our backup's not going away. No incidents, no big problems, but 20-minute delays plus going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Day weather alert this week. Chance for pop-up showers and storms today through Thursday. It'll be hot and humid the next several days. Temperatures well into the 90s. Could feel like triple digits with that heat index right now. Cloudy 76 in Reisterstown, and it is 78. Mostly cloudy in Annapolis. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Smile Design Center is the sponsor of America 250. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call Smile Design at 410-321-1100. Well, we're meeting our founding mothers, or at least some of them, over the next several weeks, as we after we did the signatories to the Declaration of Independence. Martha Dandridge Custis Washington is today's founding mother. She was thrust in the world of politics and served her nation as the very first lady of the brand new United States. She was an intensely private person. More on that later. Was crazy about her husband, President George Washington. She was born on a wealthy plantation in Virginia. Married Daniel Park Custis, 20 years older than she, at the age of 18. By the time she was 25, she was widowed with four children. Wise and hardworking, Martha ran the five plantations her husband left behind. Two men wanted to marry her, the very wealthy Charles Carter and the dashing George Washington. After honeymooning for several weeks, George and Martha then moved to the Washington plantation known as Mount Vernon. Two of her four children apparently passed away early. Patsy died during an epileptic seizure in her teens. So only her son, John Park, or Jackie Custis, made it to adulthood, and he would eventually marry. During the Revolutionary War, her son John was serving as an aide to her husband when he died of typhus. Martha and George helped raise two of his children, Nellie Park Custis and George Washington Park Custis. They were also extremely generous to their nieces and nephews. During the war, Martha joined her husband each winter. She adored her husband and overcame her shy nature to follow his dreams and his sense of duty. As First Lady, Martha was kind and gracious, yet very quiet. It was really at Mount Vernon that her gifting as a gracious and loving hostess was the most visible. Delicious food, warm environment, and plenty of good conversation was always available there. She managed the estate when her husband was away and obviously was his biggest fan. As I mentioned, Martha valued privacy so much that when George Washington died, she destroyed all of their letters to one another. It would have been so much interesting to know more about their life and love, but we can tell there was a deep love and respect for one another, so much so that they kept it between themselves, their family, and their Lord. Martha's willingness to walk in so many new adventures as a shy woman is certainly testimony to her fortitude. George Washington chose wisely in marrying Martha Washington. And again, another one of our founding mothers in our series today. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now from the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman is the lead counselor. Good morning, Michael.
The founding lawyer.
The founding lawyer. There you have it.
Firm. That's such a great story. That was really terrific. So, we are a week and so away from our party, which I want to remind everybody about. It's September 10th. It's for all the listeners, Thursday night, 6 to 8, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills. Not only do we have Sean Casey coming and Nino Mangione coming, we also have Pat Dyer coming. And if you don't know Pat, you should come out and meet him. He's running for county executive of Baltimore County, and it could be a very interesting race. So come out and meet him. Come out and meet me and Rachel and Steve. If you have any legal issues you want to discuss, we will be there for you. We have some drink and we have food, and we expect a whole lot of, hopefully Gary Stein will come by with his wife, and everybody is invited, and we're really looking forward to it. So I want to thank you, Sean, for the cooperation of the Mangiones and the Mangione family, and we look forward to it. So
yeah, it's next Thursday, right, the 10th?
It is next Thursday, September the 10th, from 6 to 8. At the Hilton Garden Inn, and that is in Owings Mills. It's right off 695 and the Beltway. You can Google it. So we really want all the listeners, certainly if you're in the Owings Mills area, to please come out and say hi. But all over Randallstown, Westminster, get on the Beltway, come from towns. We want to meet everybody. It's for the listeners who've been with us for 35 years. It's a 35-year party for us, 35 years at Owings Mills and 35 years with WCBM. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great rest of this week. It's beautiful weather. Go O's. And We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks, Michael. We'll see you next Thursday. I'll probably talk to you next Tuesday and see you next Thursday. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848. Toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor setting to testify before Congress today. And he said, would Maryland, including Governor Westmore, the Maryland Democrats, Electric Bill Ferguson, and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick, and the rest of the Democrats have failed to protect the people of Maryland, especially with these sanctuary bills and policies.
What I want them to remember when I testify, these are two stories that our community can tell, but there are communities like ours from one corner of this country to the other where, sadly, and it's mostly women, have lost their lives in such violent, horrific ways because, again, as a nation, we fail to do our most basic job, and that's secure our borders.
Yeah, and this is something that crosses every kind of community. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or poor, black, white, Hispanic, male, female. In this particular case, we see most of the victims we've seen are women at the hands of some of these brutal gangbangers that are allowed into this country. There's Kayla and Rachel of Harford County. There's Dakara Thompson in Prince George's County. And recently in Montgomery County, there was a Latino woman that was killed at the hands of a brutal gangbanger as well. So in all walks of life, this happens, and Democrats have failed to stop it or have shown a total lack of concern on getting rid of these criminal illegal aliens in this state. 823 traffic weather on the threes. Now we update the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so they found the incident turned out to be an earlier accident that the guy was just waiting for some help, southbound 83 around Mount Carmel Road. So they were looking at it. The fire department had stopped there just to see what was going on. So there's a little backup right there at the scene. I don't think it's going to last much longer, but definitely a heads up for that. And then the inbound side of the JFX has been busy from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. I don't see anything in the road. We had no reports of any problems, but very much slow southbound from the Beltway and then trying to get a little bit better right before you cross into the city county line. That's a little heavy traffic there, which was not there in the last 35 or 40 minutes. The accident on the outer loop south of Route 40, just after exit 15, still tucked against the wall. They're still looking at it, still backed up to 795, and our delays continue. All the heavy traffic is still out there. It's moving. Nothing major right now, but there's a lot of traffic coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the next couple of days is going to be wild, maybe even wet and hot. Again, chance of pop-up showers and storms today through Thursday, hot and humid, temps in the 90s, triple-digit feel because of the heat index. Right now we're looking at mostly cloudy, 76 in Pikesville, 76 in Reisterstown. And we're talking about Sheriff Gaylor is going to be testifying before Congress today regarding these sanctuary policies. And again, even though technically Baltimore City is not considered a sanctuary city, nor Maryland a sanctuary state, it's a pretty darn close to it for all intents and purposes. Again, I know we get hung up on labels. No, initially, I think Baltimore was listed, and I don't think the state was. But again, this is something that, when you look at it, when you have these policies of the Biden regime, and of course, and it was, look, this is a bipartisan a criticism because one of the great presidents of my lifetime, Ronald Reagan, he signed off on a deal, an amnesty deal, that at that point, said that it would affect about 3 million people, 3 million illegals. And he was convinced then, I think it was Senator Simpson, Alan Simpson was one. I can't remember who the other senator was at this point. But they convinced Reagan, you know, this will be it. You know, once you sign this amnesty, you get the amnesty, we'll secure the border, that'll be it. Well, we know that was a complete falsehood. 3 million turned into, I think it's closer to 50 million than 30 million, to tell you the truth. I've seen different estimates. 5 years ago was 35 million. So imagine that was before the 15 or 20 million let in by Biden and the Democrats. And, of course, you know, the people like Javier Becerra and, again, the, Mayorkas, he was another one that was crucial. They're all reconquistas. They're all open border types. Anyway, so I'm thinking it's closer to 50 million. And so you now you have 50 million illegal aliens in this country. And now are every single one of these criminals? No, not felons. But there are lawbreakers. They all have committed a misdemeanor. If you cross into this country illegally, it is against the law. and that was a Democrat Congress that passed the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1996. It was signed by President Bill Clinton. And so that is the law of the land as we speak right now. Now, if Congress doesn't like the law, if they don't like the way the laws are being enforced, then they can change it at any time. And they had a chance under Biden. They had a chance under Obama to change it. And they failed to do so. So these are crocodile tears they're crying. The problem now is the Democrats realize that's their voting block. That's the base they have to make sure that, because they're losing blue-collar voters, they're losing the working man and women's vote, they're losing a lot of people under common sense issues like biological males playing in female sports, the transgender issue, the minor mutilations issues. These are all 80-20 issues that Democrats are losing votes on. I just saw a picture today of Gretchen Whitmer campaigning in Michigan on some kind of, she made August retroactively Trans Pride Day or something. I'll post this on my Facebook a little bit later on. You get a chance to see at the wackiness, the lunacy of the modern Democrat Party. So this is how they win elections, besides cheating, is to, and that's a form of cheating, having these criminal. Now, not that every illegal alien is going to vote. We've told you this before. That's not how it works. The way it works is they register as to get a driver's license, and they get sent voting ballots. And now it's being discovered. 250,000 in four states alone, non-citizens registered to vote. They may not be voting in those numbers, but the ballots go out. Those ballots go out to an address somewhere, and those ballots, they know where they go. They're harvested, and then they're turned in. So they're voting in their name, not necessarily voting as a person. So just keep that in mind. This is the reason why. And then the great threat that's being posed with sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, all of the above, when we see this happening under, and again, the United States, I will repeat this, the United States is the number one destination in the world for sex and human traffickers. Number one. Why is that? Because our laws stink. Our laws do not protect the innocent. They really don't. And one of these days, we're going to get somebody that realizes that we must protect our children from all threats. I think that President Trump is doing a good job putting it in that direction. But we need a Congress. We need a moral Democrat and Republican Party to go along with that. And unfortunately, I have problems with both parties. There are individuals in both parties that have no interest in this. And I think also may be compromised. All right. Still to come, the IT tax isn't getting what it's supposed to. We're not getting the big bang for the buck. And what is that going to mean? We'll talk about that and more. Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is being brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And remember that coming up a little bit later on. We'll talk about our feel-good news segment with Town Appliances coming up shortly. And good one today. I think you'll enjoy it. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. An Anne Arundel County police sergeant is accused of the alleged rape and sexual abuse of a minor. The 59-year-old was arrested without incident Monday in connection with the alleged abuse of a 16-year-old girl that happened in his home in January. The 31-year veteran officer is charged with second-degree rape, sex abuse of a minor, second-degree child abuse, and related offenses. He's been suspended without pay, pending the outcome of the investigation. Police Chief Amalawad says these are serious and disturbing allegations that, if true, are inconsistent with the standards expected of the department's officers. And Baltimore-based Himalayan Glacier Adventure says a travel group is among the missing after flash floods tore through the Nepal-Tibet border region. In a Facebook post, the company says the last time anyone heard from the group was Wednesday morning. The company's local Nepal team is on the ground coordinating with authorities as they continue to wait and hope for news. 40 Kailash Yatra pilgrims and 7 Nepalese team members are unaccounted for, and 10 Australian pilgrims accompanied by a company guide were traveling toward Rasu Wegadi at the time of the incident. And Brandon Scott has announced the City of Baltimore's Hope Lives Here campaign to reduce stigma, prevent overdoses through harm reduction, and share paths to recovery. The mayor says the initiative is about breaking down barriers to life-saving support and resources because too often shame and stigma prevent people from seeking help. The overdose prevention is organized into 4 phases: stigma, overdose prevention, recovery, and grief.
In addition to the campaign, the city has implemented measures to strengthen its response to the overdose crisis. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hughes, founder of Hughes Mechanical, serving Maryland and Delaware for over 14 years. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love helping people. Whether it's your AC going down in the summer heat or a plumbing problem catching you off guard, we've got you covered. Call us today and mention you heard us here, and we'll waive your diagnostic fee, completely free. We also offer free estimates and second opinions. We're not here to sell you, we're here to serve you. Check us out online at HughesHeatingAndAir.com and experience the Hughes difference. Be educated, not sold.
The Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air offers great food, 3 in-house party rooms, and 2 outdoor party spaces. Plus, the famous Giovanni's Restaurant menu is now at the Main Street Tower Bel Air. Main Street Tower, becoming the area's favorite for business meetings, weddings, birthday parties, fundraisers, anniversaries, baby showers, wakes, and retirement parties. Catering available at the location of your choice. Great food and comfortable surroundings at the Main Street Tower Bel Air. Call or go online to mainstreettower.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
83 southbound is still slow. They're coming by a scene that was there between Mount Carmel Road and Belfast Road. So there's a backup there as you're coming down the hill from the ranch right on through. Let's see if they're still on the right side there. Yeah, it looks like they're still looking at something on the right side on 83. As they're coming south through Hereford, keep an eye out for the brake lights there. Beltway is still all jammed up. Pretty much now the normal delays. The one wreck was still in the median on the outer loop near Route 40 West. I'm going back there just to check to see if they're still in there. Yeah, they still are. They have a wrecker there now. Rollback on the outer loop right against the wall. So they're still looking at it. The inner loop coming up the hill from Frederick Road is now better through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we're tracking heat, humidity, and storms for the next couple of days. Kicking off September with that summer-like heat. Highs in the 90s. Feels like temperatures closer to 100. Pop-up thunderstorms today, but more storms on the way Wednesday and Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How about this song to get us started at 8:35?
Nowhere to miss.
McCarthy deep center field. Kowser racing back. Kowser near the wall. Jumps. Kowser! He made the catch! He made the catch! It might be the greatest home run robbery game-ending catch you'll see in your life.
Absolutely right. Colton Kowser last night for the Baltimore Orioles. Birds are going to try to answer the question tonight. How do you top that? On Masson, Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call. Colton Kowser with the game-ending walk-off catch in center field. 2-1. The Orioles win it, the series opening win. Now, after the game, keep in mind, this was in Denver. Orioles manager Craig Albernez talking about the Oriole fans in attendance.
The crowd was unbelievable. It's our fans, they've been great all year. Especially on the road, like we travel well and we hear them. And today, in particular, absolutely, like there was a lot of O's contingency. We heard them. We heard them during BP, which was awesome. We heard them throughout the game, and obviously the long rain delay.
On a personal note, a shout out to my friends Ron and Sally, who were among them out there rocking the Orange. Now tonight, it'll be Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore at 8:40 p.m. as the Birds try to win the series and go one game over 500 for the first time since, I guess, it was opening day. How much confidence do you have in Ravens kicker Tyler Loop after his last less-than-stellar 5-for-8 preseason? Well, if you're the Ravens, it's a little less than before, with the team adding Jake Moody yesterday to the practice squad. Head coach Jesse Minter explains.
I have a lot of confidence in Tyler still. Again, he's had a great training camp. I expect him to be our kicker going into Indianapolis. But I think, again, you're always trying to just have every scenario covered. And so that's what we're trying to do as a team.
College football, 11th-ranked LSU will enter this week's game against Clemson with an ex-NFL player practicing and perhaps playing. Maybe more to come. Talking about tight end Daquan Wright, formerly a Cleveland Brown, cut by Cleveland, and now courtesy of a judge's ruling making millions in Baton Rouge. And that is the state of college football in 2026. And finally, on this date in Ravens history, we take you back exactly 30 years to the day, September 1st, 1996. Opening day of the NFL season and opening day for a brand new franchise in the land of pleasant living.
Well, it should. Football returning to Memorial Stadium for the first time, the NFL, since 1983. And make it official with this kickoff. Baltimore is back in the NFL business as they should have been.
Chris Berman on the NFL primetime on ESPN. Vinny Testaverde, of course, leading the Ravens over the Raiders 19-14, a win in Baltimore's first game back in the NFL. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a homer broadcaster taking it a bit too far.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Imagine having your own Delaware beach house, a place for your family, your vacations, and even rental income when you're not there. That dream may be closer than you think with Adam Kasabi of Long & Foster. Adam specializes in Delaware Beach properties and helps buyers find the perfect home in Rehoboth, Lewis, Bethany, and Dewey Beach. Stop throwing money away on rentals and start investing in your future. Call or text Adam Kasabi at 302-864-8643 or go to buyindelaware.com.
Were you at that game, opening day 1996?
No, I was not at that one. I was at, it was at Memorial Stadium.
That was at Memorial.
But I was at the Ravens-Patriots game.
Later that year. 37-31, I think.
Yeah, that was a close one. Yeah.
Great game.
That was a good game.
By the way, speaking of that, were you at the, what was it called? The Give Us the Football game? Remember the Dolphins came here to play the Saints?
Right.
Give Baltimore the ball.
Give Baltimore the ball.
That was it.
That was it. Yeah, I was at that game. I also attended the play-by-play of the Revenge Bowl. Spiro Maricas did the play-by-play.
For what game?
It was called the Revenge Bowl. It was a minor league game between Indianapolis and Baltimore.
And it was semi-pro football.
It was semi-pro football.
Right, exactly.
It was called the Revenge Bowl.
Was Ken Caldwell the owner?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that is really going back.
That is going back.
All right, let me set this up just real quick for you. Listen to this. Yankees and Red Sox on Sunday. Yankees pounded them 16-1. Listen to this Red Sox broadcaster, Will Fleming, with the Yankees running the bases ahead by 7 at the point.
Chisholm's doing it again.
By the way,
this is what he does.
Look, you're up 6. It's the 8th. The team is electing not to hold you on. That's the white flag, right? And normally in that situation,
you don't run.
You don't run.
Wouldn't you sort of like to see Moran drill Wells right here?
Broadcaster calling for the Red Sox pitcher to drill the Yankee batter.
Wow.
What do you think should happen to that guy?
I think that's inappropriate. I think he should be.
You think he should be suspended?
I would suspend him, or a warning, or some kind of reprimand.
Well, he issued a mea culpa yesterday, and apparently, at this point, at least, no reprimand or no suspension.
And who was the announcer again?
Will Fleming, WEEI Boston Radio.
Was he a player? That's always something the next player might say, but
right, exactly, because that's kind of the unwritten rule,
exactly.
But you don't.
That's bad news. Very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour. By the way, the Maryland IT tax was supposed to bring in millions of dollars. This is the 3% levy on IT services and IT companies. They brought in 77% less than originally projected, about $113 million in its first fiscal year since they passed the 3% sales tax on business-to-business IT and data services. That was part of the process they were using to close the $3.3 billion shortfall. Well, it looks like they're going to be a couple hundred million short again, and we're short again this year. And there's all sorts of excuses in the Baltimore Sun. Maybe we'll talk to Tinashe Chingarande. She's got the byline of the Sun paper this Friday. But, again, there's about 3,000 companies that are still in the state paying this tax in some way, shape, or form. But I was curious that a president and CEO of a Hagerstown-based Streamline IT Solutions, his name is Brandon Fumagalli, he's saying that a lot of businesses have left the state or have changed where their headquarters location is or changed change where their billing location is to avoid a lot of the taxes that have started to come down the pipeline for small businesses. That's right. Maryland now has become very small business, or it's non-small business friendly, to say the least. And now we're seeing that, again, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that they're going to be short on that prediction, on that projection. And that's short term. The long term might even be worse than that. And we've warned about this when they passed this bill. But again, these Democrats, many of them have never owned a business or worked in a business. They have no clue how business actually works. Take a call here from Al in Woodlawn. Good morning, Al.
Hey, how you doing today, Sean?
We're doing A-okay, sir. Thank you much.
Yeah, I'm going to be, just going to pass along some information. I appreciate the prize package I got from CBM a couple of weeks ago when I won Choose Your Shocking News.
Right.
And also appreciate what you put in the envelope, those 8x10 black and white glossy pictures of yourself. You know?
Oh, really? That's what they're giving out these days? Oh, my God. I want people to play the game. I don't want them to stay away from the game.
But look, it helped me out with my job being a crossing guard, especially the first day yesterday, because what I did was I put one of your pictures on one side of the stop sign. You know, so definitely everybody was stopping, you know, when they saw your picture. And then, you know, every third car was like, is that Sean Casey? I said, yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I've been set up by my producer and you, Al.
A couple of guys said, tell him where's that $20 he owes me, you know? And look, and that walking tour with Chuck through Irvington, oh, that was real educational.
Yeah.
I mean, with quite a few houses, we walked by and they had little plaques on the side of the house. Chuck slept here.
Yeah.
Chuck slept here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chuck ate here.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's a bad influence. And that picture he has, the guy said last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it.
Oh, 142.
You know, I just want to let Chuck know, Chuck, when I worked at the jail, you got me through a lot of traffic jams so I could get to work on time and give the inmates guidance. You gave me a lot of insight, you know, with your traffic reports, and that really helped me out my 20-year-plus career working at the jail.
Well, that's a good thing.
Which jail were you at?
Anne Arundel County.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, not the one over on Madison Street.
No.
No, not that one. No.
Not the big house.
Well, it's a good thing that school's back in session. You'll have a lot less time on your hands.
I'm having a hard time keeping up on my housework now, you know?
I hear you. All right, Al, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
What's your hourly rate, by the way?
Huh?
What's your hourly rate to clean a house?
I have to send that to you through text.
Yeah. He's got to check with the wife first, okay? There you go. We know who the real boss is, Al.
Yeah, we know who wears the pants.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks for the call. Funny stuff. Very good. Very funny. 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right. The wreck on the outer loop south of Route 40 is gone now, so that's good. That's helping that out a little bit. Still some slowing on the Beltway. It was a broken down vehicle. Outer loop at Paring, so the northeast side is still slow. And the inner loop to Green Spring, and that's just one of those areas on the Beltway. Every morning it's slow. Right now it's actually a little better from Green Spring over to the JFX. Barring any problems, that looks like the speed are going to be maybe 45 or so on the inner loop through there. Still some backing and slowing at both the harbor tunnels. The incident on 83 southbound near Mount Carmel Road, that is also cleared. That backup is gone. There's an active fire call. They've been looking into a situation around Eastern Avenue at North Point Boulevard, so you may have some equipment arriving in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast now through Thursday. It's going to be a stay weather alert, chance of pop-up showers and storms all 3 days. Hazy, hot, humid, temps in the 90s, going to feel like triple digits due to the heat index. So be careful out there. Cloudy 78 right now in Annapolis, actually 79 in Annapolis, 78 in Ellicott City. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Well, the old saying is you're only as, old or young as you feel. And yesterday, by the way, this is brought to you by Town Appliance, a World War II veteran in California celebrating his 101st birthday, he went skydiving. His name is Jimmy Hernandez, and he made the jump in Davis, California, alongside his son Mark and his grandson Santiago. Here's Jimmy Hernandez at 101, who feels like he's 21.
It's fantastic. Yeah. He's going to continue living his life to the fullest to the end.
They didn't believe it, to be honest. I mean, who would jump out of a normal plane?
Doctors say it's okay?
No. You can't tell him anything. He's going to do it no matter what.
To love, to hug, and to kiss. That's all I say.
President Bush, 41, jumped out of a plane, didn't he, at a rather advanced age? I think it was in his 80s, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, but not unusual. It does happen, but 101. Wow, I don't think I've ever heard of that one before. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reichshuis Town Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's a perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Gen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
847, Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. Let's go to Jarrettsville. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. Thanks.
I was listening to you talk about the probably 50 million illegals in the country. And to put that in a little bit of perspective, that's 100 Baltimore cities.
Yeah.
So, or a million per state. I mean, that is just totally uncalled for. I mean, it gives you an unbelievable voting block if you really want it.
Yeah, I read a figure the other day, what is it, 350 million population, when you add the illegal with the legal immigrant community, you're approaching almost 40% of the population of the United States now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's staggering, it really is.
Where's the country going?
Yeah.
This is by design, that's... strictly by.
Well, I think you're right, because it was Senator Splash, remember him, Ted Kennedy? It was Senator Splash back in the, prior to his immigration bill, it was most of the immigration was coming from Europe and that part of the world, and he redirected it to Central America and South America, Mexico, so on and so forth. So there was a deliberate browning of America, if you will, by Senator Splash. So it was by design.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, and they've had the House and the Senate and the presidency a couple times during that time period, and they have done nothing. So, I mean, their rhetoric when it says, you have to do something about immigration. Well, you had your chance.
Well, they don't want to fix the problem. If they fix the problem, they run out of voters.
Yes.
Mike, thanks so much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Have a great day. Coming up at 8:50, you can join us here in the last waning moments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Tuskegee University is making news for their dress code. Dr. Mark Brown, he's the president of Tuskegee, retired Air Force Major General, is defending the historically black university's renewed emphasis on student dress code and conduct standards, saying the policy is aimed at preparing students for the workplace rather than policing personal style. He said, this is interesting, if you raise the bar, students will reach it. Why don't we raise the bar? That's what I think we ought to do. We're unapologetic about that part. So basically what he's done is he's banned the do-rags, and, you know, the pants halfway down your backside. And he says, we're conducting classrooms. He's requiring business suits, shoes for business like meetings, and professional dress in classrooms, banning non-religious head coverings. And he says the evidence of success during the first days of the school year is staggering. He says people are more polite. Conduct is better with the dress code than when you let people wear whatever they want to wear on campus. Interesting experiment. Wonder what we would do that in public schools as well. All right, it's 8:51, and we'll tell you the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com. But brought to you by the law office of Michael A. Friedman. But I also want to tell you about our good friends at Town Appliance. Town Appliance, as you just heard, they were the sponsors of our Feel Good News segment of the day. But, you know, I just purchased a refrigerator there just a couple of months ago. It's amazing. I don't know how we lasted this long with the refrigerator that we had, but it was bad. So this new one's amazing. I got a GE Profile. It is a wonderful refrigerator, and my wife is really loving life with the new refrigerators now. She's got plenty of room to put everything in it, and it's amazing how stuff gets lost in refrigerators that don't have proper compartment storage spaces, whatever. But right now, I want to share with you what you can do for yourself during the big Labor Day event going on right now at Town Appliance. It's a perfect time to get ready for the holidays. Actually, right around the corner with 70 different brands to choose from. They have Bosch, GE, which I purchased, Cafe, KitchenAid, Monogram, and Gen Air. Both Marisol will make their knowledge and experience make sure you get the right pick for your needs and keep you on budget as well. They offer flexible financing options to help make it easy. Visit townappliance.com or stop in and tell them I sent you.
Hi, this is Kim Klasick. When an aging parent or loved one needs a little more support at home, knowing where to run matters. Visiting Angels of Pikesville and Owings Mills provides compassionate, personalized in-home care designed around each family's needs. Their caregivers help seniors remain safe, comfortable, and independent at home. Start with a free consultation. Visit visitingangels.com/Pikesville today. That's visitingangels.com/Pikesville.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes for the final report of the day. Here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Still busy, and there was a late problem with a vehicle fire. A pickup truck was on fire southbound 95 between the bridge here where 895 crosses 95 in Howard County between there and Montgomery Road. And with that, we had the backup as you're coming south from the Baltimore County line and down into that area. Looking at it live, it's now out. The fire department is there. Only the two left-hand lanes, the center and the left-hand lane, are getting by. And right now, that's going to be a while because I have to tow this thing out and clean it up and get everything cleared out. So we're backed up as you're coming south from the airport cutoff and across the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. And again, that's on 95 South. Both the tunnels still pushing in about 15 to 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, but at least we're moving traffic. And there's a lot of slow traffic yet on different areas of the Beltway on both the inner and the outer loop. A little bit of a change here right before we go. Fire department now is getting out of the right lane on 95. They're going to keep this situation on the shoulder now in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A weather alert this week. Chance for pop-up showers, storms today through Thursday. Hot and humid. It's called the Klasick Front moving through. Temps in the 90s going to feel like triple digits. You got to milk that boat for all you can, aren't
yeah.
you? Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay.
Did you see all the drama on Facebook yesterday between the Ed Hale Storm page and lots of Republicans in regards to gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox?
The endorsement?
No. I didn't see the endorsement.
I know he came out against Faison Baker and endorsed the Democrat.
I did not see that.
In that council. That was the podcast. I didn't see the actual
Okay.
Page.
All right. I'm not surprised by that. There's a lot of people that have some friction with the Faison Baker.
Yeah, I know he kind of can ruffle some feathers, but at the end of the day, you still want more Republicans.
Yeah. Well, interesting enough, I can add to that because the Hail Storm page attacked Dan Cox yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Saying that he is missing appearances, and he has receipts on that. I could not believe it. So, of course, everybody's in the comments. They're like, wait a minute. Do you now support Governor Wes Moore? Why? I mean, this post is blowing up. You got to see it. And even Len Foxwell.
More so than the Moore Loomer exchange?
Oh, more so. Yeah. Well, okay. You know what? Maybe because it's local.
Okay.
So, you know, Laura Loomer. You know Laura Loomer.
Right,
and then
right.
Wes Moore, he's always trying to get attention, the clout.
Well, she's bringing the receipts.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
justify what she said.
Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if she brings up that Bronze Star situation in the near future. So I don't know who told him to go after Laura Loomer, but that was a bad idea.
Yeah, bad idea. Right?
Yeah, so we'll talk about all those good things. And then, of course, another police officer in the spotlight in Anne Arundel County, another rape allegation. We will talk about that. And then, of course, the trucking schools. Big announcement from Sean Duffy, our transportation secretary. We already kind of knew this was going on as far as giving anybody and everybody a CDL license, but it's worse than I thought.
Yeah, I think you also got to crack down on the trucking companies as well.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
They're hiring people out of these schools.
Right. And you should at least know what your truckers are doing on the road. So we'll talk about all that more.
All right. Kim Classic Live, always entertaining and informative, coming up next. Mad Maxine's back at it again, pouring gasoline on the racial fire. She's upset that people are paying attention to Democrats, specifically Democrat socialists, and she's blaming the white media.
You're doing real good. But I would not get so worried about whether or not we are progressive, whether or not we are a democratic socialist, or whether or not we are marginal or more, whatever. I think we should not get over concerned about that and not buy into what some of the media is trying to do, because some of the media, mostly the white media, are interested in a fight in order to get their ratings up.
So it's the white media's fault that Democrat socialists are saying stuff like America deserved 9/11, and people like Abdul al-Sayed and some of these other, that they want to destroy capitalism, that they want to redo the Constitution. Yeah, it's the white media's fault that you've got these Democrat lunatics on the far radical left saying these things. And, you know, look, they're saying it for purpose. They're blatantly want to take over the country. And so, but it's the white media's fault, according to Mad Maxine. How's this woman still in Congress? I want to know that. I mean, they got rid of Milo Yiannopoulos the other day, okay? ICE went in, and they deported him, and he's already back in the UK. That was like record speed on a deportation of somebody that had overstayed their visa, whatever the case. Why is Ilhan Omar still in the country? It's just amazing to me. And then Sean Duffy, as we just mentioned, Kim talked about it, the Trump administration cracking down on the truck driving schools and those that are licensing illegal alien drivers that are actually killing people on our highways.
Today, what we are announcing is an emergency executive shutdown of 110 driving schools. So these are driving schools that account for 5,000 of the violations for English proficiency. What I mean by that is you have to speak English to operate a commercial motor vehicle. I didn't create that rule. President Trump didn't create that rule. That rule has been in place for decades.
Yeah, not only should they be shut down, I think there might be an interesting lawsuit to file against these schools and against these companies that knowingly licensed people who aren't proficient in English and they went on to kill somebody. I think they should be held accountable, not just criminally, but civilly as well. All right, stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.